There's levels to friendships. I mean, you could have known your homie since you were 2 years old. You could have lived together. I mean, you could have survived the whole zombie apocalypse together. But shit, the truth is, you haven't truly experienced brotherhood until you and your homie have participated in a two-man mission. Like, just look at Kobe and Shaq, man. That type of chemistry can only be achieved by running a two-man. Shit, I bet these motherfuckers were running two-mans every night. And you already know Kobe was laying down that Mamba mentality while Shaq had his girl O'Neilin'. But for those of you who may be wondering, Chains, what the hell is a two-man mission? Well, I'm glad you asked. It's quite simple, really. It's when you're gonna link with a girl, but you bring your homie and she brings her homie. And what this does is it sets an environment when you and your homie can dribble, pass, alley-oop, and ideally dunk that shit. Now don't get me wrong, it's simple, but not easy. I remember my first two-man mission like it was yesterday. It took place when I was in grade 7. And it started when my friend Joe hit me up like,
yo bro, I'm going to this girl Sophie's house and her friend Ava's there. You trying to pull up?
And I was like, am I trying to pull up? Hell yeah, I'm trying to pull up. So we show up to her house and I'm new to this whole thing. So I'm sitting there like,
so what? What now?
We could watch a scary movie. Yeah, let's do it.
Calm down.
Personally, I'm not a big fan of scary movies.
Man, shut the fuck.
So we're watching this scary movie, and to be honest with you, it was simply the best scary movie I'd ever seen in my entire life. So I was really getting invested in this plot. And Ava's like, oh my god, I'm scared. And that shit went way over my head.
What? Why?
It's not even at the scary part yet. And then only 30 minutes into the movie, Joe and Sophie are like,
yo, we'll be right back.
Oh, okay. Do you guys want me to pause the movie?
Nah, it's all good, bro.
And you see, what Joe just did right there was a calculated move. In basketball terms, he just said an ISO. So now it was two 1v1s. And the situation was absolutely perfect, but the problem was, I actually like the fucking movie. And that violates rule number 3 in section 7 of how to pull off a successful two-man. Never give a fuck about the movie. Cause the truth is, the movie length is like the shot clock. If you end up actually watching the entire movie, you failed the mission. But I had no clue, and to be honest, I didn't even know what a two-man was at the time. So I got some popcorn and I was just watching the movie. But when the climax of the movie was about to come around, I did something that violated every term and agreement of the two-man mission. I went over to Joe and Sophie like, Hey guys, quick, you're gonna miss the best part. Oh, fuck. And I missed the climax of the movie, but shit, I seen a climax. And needless to say, Joe never invited me to a two-man mission since. But you know I had to redeem myself, even if it was 3 years later when I was in grade 10. It was a Saturday night, and me and Bob were looking for something to do. And I'm gonna keep it a stack with you, bro. I had no motion. Like, my Snapchat was drier than a Popeye's biscuit, bro. But lucky for me, Bob had a roster. And I'm talking an all-star lineup of girls who just want Bob on their body. And I don't blame them. I mean, shit, I got Bob on my body right now. And you can too at chainsclub.shop. That's right, we got hoodies, shirts, beanies, socks, keychains, stickers, you name it. And starting at the price of $4.20, Bob can be all yours. Or if you want me, I wouldn't mind being on your keychain or something.
Treat me like my teeth.
So as I was saying, me and Bob were bored. So Bob hits up this girl named Avery like, what are you doing right now? And she's like, just chilling. Who you with? My friend Alice. Let's link. I'm with my homie. Okay, is he cute? Cute as hell. Okay, come over. And I'm excited as fuck, so we get Bob's sister to drive us to Avery's crib, and as we pull up to her house, I remember a crucial detail that I'd been forgetting this whole time. I was scared of the hoes, bruh. And as we walked up to her door, I was starting to get flashbacks of me and Joe's two-man, where Joe tossed up an alley-oop for both of us, and I blocked his shot, metaphorically and literally. And as I'm psyching myself up, Bob calls Avery to tell her we're here, and she's like, so, my parents are asleep, so you're gonna have to come in through my window. Shit. So we walk around the side of the house to Avery's room, and lucky for us, there's this big-ass window, and I'm like, yo, can you open it so we can get in? And she's like, It is open. Bro, only this tiny ass rectangle in the top left was open at a 60 degree angle. But that was our only way in, so I helped Bob up and through the window. But now I gotta get up there, and I'm bigger than Bob, so I put my head through and I'm trying to slowly creep into the room. And then I lean just a little too far, and I'm headed face first onto Alice's hardwood floor. And listen, Bob has come in clutch many times. He saved me from drowning, coyotes, getting in trouble, but out of all these things, I'm most grateful for Bob catching me as I fell through this fucking window. Because drowning and dying would have been pretty bad, like boo-hoo, rip chains, you know what I'm saying? But imagine falling through a window and eating shit face first in front of the hose. Like, I would have preferred the drowning, bro. But after that close call, I was a little flabbergasted, you know what I'm saying? But Alice has the audacity to ask me this loaded-ass question, like, oh, hey, what's your name?
Me?
Yeah, you.
The name's for real. Chains for real.
Nice to meet you, Mr. For Real. I'm Alice. And so we all just start talking and shit, but I keep noticing Alice was getting a bunch of text messages. And I remember thinking it was probably her mom or something, so I shrugged that shit off, and I'm like, yo, we should watch a movie.
Yeah, oh, we should. God. Yeah.
And I wasn't about to make the same mistake I made last time, so I found the most dog shit horror movie on the face of Netflix and threw that shit on. And man, that shit was ass. In fact, it was so ass that we just started cuddling and shit, like, what else was there to do? But now that we were close, I could feel the vibrations of Alice's phone getting a call, so she's like, one second, I'll be right back. And I wasn't trying to eavesdrop, but I could low-key hear what she was saying through the door.
I'm just at Avery's house. We're watching a movie. Oh my god, okay, that's fine. Okay.
But when she comes back, she puts a pillow between us. Like the same type of shit two dudes do to make sure they don't fuck in their sleep. And I'm trying to piece everything together, and as I'm coming to the conclusion that this girl has a boyfriend, I hear footsteps coming towards the door. And when the door opens, I'm fucking bamboozled to see a 60-year-old man who looks furious. And I'm just hoping this isn't Alice's boyfriend, because if it is, we got bigger problems on our hands. But as I seen the way this man looked at Bob, I realized he's Avery's dad. And Bob wasted no time jumping out that fucking window. But for me, let's just say that shit wasn't very elegant, because I got stuck for what felt like 5 minutes making eye contact with this grown-ass man.
Well, what are you trying to seduce my dad or something? Like, get the fuck out.
And I'm not gonna lie, we ran, bro. And once we made it home, me and Bob were relieved. But when I go to check my phone, I got a little notification on Snapchat. And I'm expecting it to be Alice or maybe even Team Snapchat or something, I don't know. But I sure as hell wasn't expecting it to be a motherfucker named Ryan Donaldson. And Ryan must have woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning, cause he's like, what the fuck did you do, dude? So I hit him back with a, who dis? And he's like, Ryan Donaldson. Yeah, no, I can see your username, bruh, but I have no clue who you are. I'm Alice's boyfriend, bitch. And Ryan got his shit hit with an instant block, bro. And so the moral of the story is, if you're gonna...
Getting too high and ordering Chinese food 3 times because you keep forgetting you ordered it is one thing. But being too high in public is just one situation you don't want to be in. Like when you're too high in public, it feels like there's always a spotlight on you. And that all these random people you walk by are staring you down. But whatever you do, you can't make eye contact with anyone. Or else that person will snatch your soul. If anyone else gets paranoid when they get high, then I know you can relate. I'll be out here fighting demons trying to walk to the gas station like, okay, relax. You're gonna be okay. The gas station is right there. Holy shit, it's the cops. They're after me. Man, something in that gas smokes away all your logic and reasoning. Like, it'll have me jumping from conclusion to conclusion like I'm playing Mario. Did that girl just look at me? Shit. She must think I'm sexy. Wait, no. She knows I'm high. Holy shit, she's probably an undercover FBI agent. She's getting back up as I speak. I gotta get the fuck out of here. And sometimes when you're smacked in a public setting, you're just forced to talk to people. Don't make eye contact. Don't make eye contact.
Hey man, do you know where the Walmart is around here?
Wait, fuck. What did he say? He probably just asked how I was doing. Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, but do you know where the Walmart is?
Oh, yep. Yeah, I'm good. Thanks for asking. Phew, good thing I played that one off. Or I mean, you could always just take the good old safe route.
Hey man, do you know where the Walmart...
When you get way too baked in public, you also feel super self-conscious about everything. Am I walking weird? How do I even normally walk? Why am I walking like I just shit my pants? Okay, this feels pretty normal. Wait, am I even breathing right? Fuck, now I just turned on manual breathing. Roaming the streets while baked, you'll come across lots of people. But there's just some unspoken connection between two high people. Like, no words have to be said. You see that his eyes are red, and he sees that your eyes are red. You dap each other up out of respect, and you keep it pushing. Now, when you're baked as hell in public, but you're with a group of people who are just as baked as you, it's a lot easier to relax. Because the simple thought that these people look just as stupid as I do. And honestly, at that point, you can just embrace it. Because you're no longer baked, alone, and afraid anymore. Now you can speak your truth. Hey man, do you know where the wall- Hey bro, I'ma stop you right there. I am fucking baked. And therefore, I cannot help you locate anything you may be looking for. And listen, being baked and Mickey D's go hand in hand. The problem is, you have to actually talk to the McDonald's guy to get your food. Like, when I'm baked, I just don't have the brain capacity to communicate what I'm thinking. Shit, I'm probably gonna get a Big Mac. Hi there, what can I get for you? Do you guys have burgers? No shit, we got burgers. Yeah, then let me get the burger, you know, like with the things, the, you know what I'm saying, like that, yeah. Damn, you are fucking stupid, bro. And we already know being zooted at school can either be a rather delightful experience, or it could be completely and utterly terrible. Once again, if you tend to get paranoid when you're high, being at school has to be one of the worst places to be. You'll be out here ducking and dodging the teachers, absolutely shitting the bed on all your tests, and it's just overall gonna be a stressful ass experience. But on the other hand, if you get much more relaxed when you're high, then you get a nice little mood boost. You walk around with your head up and that baked grin on your face. Shit, this was never me, but I know some motherfuckers magically get a better mark on their tests when they're faded. Overall, you're just kinda living life stress-free. I mean, these two experiences are pretty much complete opposites. So I'm not trying to say being baked in public is always gonna be a bad experience, but for me, I'd much rather accidentally place 3 orders of Chinese food from the comfort of my own home.
Five. 4, 3, 2, 1, Happy New Year!
Oh my god.
Yeah,
let's go.
For my New Year's resolution, I'm gonna go on a diet.
Nice.
Oh, and I'm gonna quit vaping.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go vegan.
Oh, nice.
And I'm gonna stop beating my meat.
Oh,
3 days later.
Man, fuck the diet.
Right? I didn't even want to go vegan anyways.
Wait, guys. Where's Jonathan? Alright, I'ma keep it a stack. This New Year's resolution thing is a whole lot of bullshit. Some goddamn buffoonery. A heaping pile of a fucking horse cum. Like, don't get me started on these New Year, New Me motherfuckers, man. Like, dyeing your hair and getting another piercing doesn't change shit. Now you're just broke, depressed, and lonely in a different font. And I'm not gonna pretend like I don't see you motherfuckers in the gym for the first 2 weeks. Like, come on now. You and I both know as soon as you get out of this gym, you're about to pick up a large strawberry milkshake, a Big Mac with no pickles, and a side of chicken nuggets, and it's disgusting. But chains, how do you know down to the exact specifications of the order?
Cause shit, I'm about to get the same damn thing.
Because the devastating truth is, a new year doesn't change jack shit. And if you're watching this in 2022, I'm really not trying to kill the hopes and dreams of 2023, but let's be honest. If you really wanted to be jacked, you would start working out, bro. Like, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but the Earth orbiting the sun one more time isn't gonna get you any bitches, bro. Cause trust me, I would know. Now, as a stick man like myself, I can't fuck with New Year's resolutions because it's always the same shit. Like,
3, 2, 1, Happy New Year's!
Oh, hey, man. Happy New Year's. Well, what's your New Year's resolution? Oh, it's 1080p. What about you? Oh, yeah, same, same. But did you see Ethan, bro? Nah, what's his? Yo, he's got 4K. Yo, what's up, dudes? Oh, look at the quality on this guy. Damn, wait, do you hear that noise? Yeah, what is that? Oh, shit, it's Chains. He got 480p again. Shit.
Oh, fuck. Why is it 480p again? God
damn. That whole New Year's resolution bit was unfunny as fuck. Like, corny as shit. Well, speaking of corny jokes, New Year's seems like the time when motherfuckers feel like it's okay to start whipping out the most overused and unfunniest jokes of all time. Hey, Chains, watch this.
One. Happy New Year.
Hey, Chains, I haven't seen you since last year. So you know how it's gonna be 2020 soon, right?
Yeah, what about it?
Well, I got 2020 vision. Now, I know it sounds like I'm on some bahumbug shit, but New Year's does have a lot of great things about it. Like the parties, the fireworks, the parties. And so you may be thinking, Chains, why are you like the Grinch of New Year's resolutions? Why do you hate New Year's resolutions so much? Well, the truth is, my hatred for New Year's resolutions dates way, way, way back to 2016. It was December 31st. New Year's Eve, 11:59 p.m. This was the very day when a young hopeful Chains decided my New Year's resolution would be to acquire a girlfriend. I tried and I tried, but as 2022 comes to an end, my girlfriend remains unacquired.
Oh, fuck! Come on!
Everyone experiences being drunk differently, and it can change from time to time as well. But I'd say most people fall into a few general categories, one of which is the aggressive drinker. These people have to have pent up and saved anger for years. They just decide to let it all loose when they take a sip of alcohol. I feel like they might even just be using drinking as an excuse to sock someone in the face. And the main problem with aggressive drinkers is there's always at least one of them at every function. Sometimes they can be tamed, but if you just let them do their thing, then the function just turns into the Battle of Vimy Ridge, bro. You don't want your friends to be aggressive drinkers. Because when they do something stupid, you just have no choice but to back them up, because that's your homie. Coming up next, we have the depressed drinker. I know lots of people who are usually happy and energetic. But when they start drinking, all of a sudden they think I'm their therapist or something. Like, of course I want to help my boy if he's in his feels. But I'm hammered too, bro. I can't help you get your ex back. Now listen, I'm no scientist, but alcohol is a depressant, which means, it makes you depressed? Bro, pretty much what I'm trying to say is, if alcohol makes you sad sometimes, don't worry, it's normal. Next up, we have the flirty drinker. Now these types of people are a common appearance at parties. They just kind of go stumble over to someone and just start spit game. One thing I do respect about flirty drinkers is that they're perseverant, bro. When they get rejected by someone, they just take it like a champ and keep pushing to the next one. Usually, flirty drinkers go rotate around the party and try for their first few contenders, but eventually, at the end of the night, flirty drinkers will end up attracting other flirty drinkers, then boom, everyone's happy. And come on, everyone knows the I love you guy. Man, I love you, man. Nah, like, I don't think you understand. Like, I really love you, man. And whatever you need, I got you, bro. And I just really love you, man.
Bro, who the fuck are you?
And of course, we got the designated driver. Next, we got the loud one. Hey, bro, sometimes the alcohol just makes people talk way too loud. In some settings, it'll slide. But in other settings, at parties, these are usually the type of people to be in the mosh pits, because they're always super high energy, and sometimes they can be kind of annoying. Man, who would be this type of drunk, am I right? alright, it's me. And if anyone else is this type of drinker, I know you can relate. When you wake up the next morning, not only you get hit with the hangover, but your voice is just completely gone. And I'm not even usually a loud person. But man, alcohol just works its magic and has me yelling like Kai Sinat. Hangovers being this type of drinker has to be one of the worst. I guess next to aggressive drinkers, you know what I'm saying? Anyways, we're moving on. You also might have encountered the philosopher. I couldn't tell you why, but for whatever reason, after taking 5 shots, some motherfuckers just become a philosopher, bro. They just have philosophical questions coming out of nowhere. And they low-key be spitting too. Hey man, love doesn't even exist, bro. It's all just an illusion. Love is just a chemical reaction that occurs in your brain that was programmed to make us inclined to reproduce. Next up we have the OD, overdrunk. This is the 7th and final stage of being drunk. If you've seen the 7 stages of drunk video, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But some people are just prone to drinking way too much. And somehow, they always find themselves blackout drunk. But yeah, there's not much to say. They're pretty much just unconscious. And of course, we have the chill drinker. These people are just pretty neutral. They just be talking at a normal volume about normal stuff. And honestly, these people are just overall enjoyable to be around, especially when you're drunk. Let me know in the comments if I missed anything. And also let me know which type of drinker you are.
High school bathrooms have to be one of the most unorthodox places in the entire world. Walking into the bathroom, you have absolutely no clue what to expect. And honestly, that's the best part. I remember one time I had walked into the bathroom, you know, to take a piss. And when I had opened the door, I was not surprised to see some motherfucker getting his head shaved bald. And these dudes were so casual about it too. Yo, what's up? What up? And you know, it's cool and all to be able to be entertained while you're trying to release your bodily fluids. But I mean, sometimes you just want some peace and quiet. Because you truly never know when something like this can happen to you. And that is precisely why I'm scared to ever shit in the school bathroom. And listen, my school bathroom has always been bad, but these TikTok trends that keep popping up made the bathroom situation so much worse. Yo, look at this TikTok. That's kind of funny.
1 week later.
Damn, someone took the soap dispensers. Who snatched the blow dryers, bruh? Where the fuck did the urinals go?
1 hour later.
Hold up. Who hit a lick on the bathroom? These TikToks had the school announcements like,
"Guys, I'm begging you, stop with the devious licks."
If you see anyone hitting a devious lick in the bathroom, report it to the office immediately. And I'm not gonna lie, this trend was low-key pointless. Like, once you go home, fuck are you gonna do with the broken blow dryer, bruh? But there was one TikTok bathroom trend that was fire. So, what is the square root of pi? Chains. Yeah, can I go to the bathroom? Be quick. Am I tripping or did I just hear- Yeah, bro. Bathroom functions are a 10 out of 10 TikTok trend. Hey, man, if you're still in high school, I recommend trying it. Anyways, I've obviously never been in the girls' washroom before, but I be seeing way too many TikToks filmed in there. Like, is it just a normal thing for girls to go to the washroom while other girls are just in there hitting the renegade? Like, I wouldn't know, but that whole situation seems a little bit awkward to me. Wait,
renegade.
And when it comes to most public schools, the washroom is like the black market of the school. So there's always some dude trying to sell you something. Yo, you need anything right now? I got that Gandalf OG, that Alaskan Thunder, some purple monkey balls, got those Girl Scout cookies. Hey man, just give me a second, I'm kinda busy right now. I got that Sour Diesel, that Granddaddy Purple Deluxe. Trust me, this stuff will blow your socks off. And every once in a while, someone will bring boxing gloves. All of a sudden, the school bathroom turns into the octagon. People are getting knocked out, dropped, and getting hit with the guillotine chokehold. But as soon as a teacher walks in... Bad haircuts. There is nothing worse than when your barber just randomly decides to destroy your self-confidence with some goofy-ass haircut. And as someone who has never found a barber who consistently does me nicely, I have gotten my shit all the way fucked up on many occasions. I'm talking not going to school, locking myself in my room so nobody can see me with this disgraceful cut type of fucked up. And these barbers are out here having the audacity to ask, "Do you like it?" Man, do I like it? Yeah, bro. I love it, bro. Thank you so much. Man, I'd just be wiping the tears away and then tipping them nicely. Knowing damn well I should be out here throwing hands, because this dude is the reason I can't get any bitches. So I've tried lots of different barbers in my time, starting with the ones my mom used to take me to. I mean, this early, I never really even had a say on what I wanted my hair to look like. So, what are you looking for today? You know, just a little bit off the top, please. Shave it. Wait, what? Shave it. Your new haircut looks so good, buddy. Thanks. Hey man, you know your haircut is ass when your mom says she likes it. As a kid, I always dreaded getting haircuts because I knew my barber was already like 0 for 10. And I would show up to school every time knowing it was inevitable that I was about to get my shit flamed. And truthfully, there is no worse roasting than when you get a bad haircut. Like, people you barely even know will be out here cooking you.
Who the fuck is this?
All of a sudden, people got more jokes than Chris Rock. And it's even worse when you decide, I should get a fresh cut because school's starting back up and I'm trying to look fresh. Bro, I can't go to school like this. Yo, Chains, what's up? Yo, what's good? Bro, are you alright? Why do you got this hoodie on? Yeah, I'm chilling. I'm just kind of cold, you know? Bro, it's 32 degrees. And man, there was this one time that I still think about every time I fall asleep. Me and my friend go to this barbershop that I'd been to once before, and last time they did me quite nicely. So we head in, I sit down in the chair. Hey, how you doing? I'm good, how are you? Yeah, I'm good. Have you been here before? Yeah, I have actually. Oh, I remember you. Same cut as last time? Yeah, exactly. So what's new, man? Nothing much really. What about you? You know, I've just been working. Oh yeah, respect. So, how's your dad doing? This is when I knew something was terribly wrong.
Bro, I don't got a dad.
Fuck!
You know, he's good.
This motherfucker was giving me some random kid's haircut. This dude must have thought I was Manny or some shit. Cause he gave me that middle part cut. And he pushed my hairline back a little bit. And everyone in my city knew this barber. So everyone at my school followed his Instagram too. Can I get a picture from my Instagram? Nah, bro, I don't really like being posted. Don't worry, it's quick. Nah, I don't really want to. This dude caught me lacking so bad and broadcasted it to everyone in my city. Fuck, bro, I should throw hands with him right now. I gotta get it back in blood. So, do you like the cut? Yeah, I do. And when I checked my Instagram, I was out here getting flamed so hard. Borderline cyberbullying. And I'm not joking when I say this. This motherfucker fucked me up so bad. I learned how to cut my own hair and never went back to a barber ever again.
Yo, when you think about it, every light switch is also a dark switch. Light switch, dark switch. Light switch, dark switch.
Okay, class, sound it out with me.
Ball.
When you really think about it, we learn to read, and then we read to learn.
Teacher, yeah, I think Chains is high.
What the fuck? This is kindergarten. Damn, any staircase can be a staircase to heaven if you're not careful enough. Baby, I've spent the best 4 years of my life with you, and I can't imagine my life without you. You're a one in a million, so will you marry me? So one in a million, huh? That means there's 8,017 people just like you. How does that make you feel? Yo, if you cut your leg off, would it hurt? Of course it's gonna hurt, bro. What? Nah, think about it. Where would it hurt? Your leg. Oh, cause you cut your leg off. Yo, What happens if you push down the gas and the brakes at the same time? Shit, let's find out. Oh shit, it takes a screenshot. Damn, my eyes are dry as shit. Just close them for a minute. Damn, bro. You never actually close your eyes. You just look at the inside of your eyelids.
Damn. Yo.
Can anyone answer 547 to the power of 3? Yes, Chains.
Yo, did you know every single odd number has an E in it?
Damn. Damn.
Chains, are you high again?
No.
Wait a minute, bruh. Since you were born deaf, what language do you think in? Oh shit, you right. Damn, I just realized squirrels' cheeks are also their nut sacks. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of like your mom.
What?
The way she had these nuts all up in her mouth. Bro, if everyone in the world all blinked at the same time, nobody would know. Oh shit. That's facts.
Oh, I just blinked. Did you?
Nah.
Oh, I just blinked. Did you?
Nah.
Wait, what about just now?
Yo, which of these buildings do you think has the most stories? Oh, it's gotta be that one, bro. That's massive.
Nah, this one's even taller.
Oh, it's this one for sure.
No,
it's this one.
No, that shit's library? Tiny.
Think about it.
Oh, the most story.
How are you supposed to get clothes?
What are you talking about, bruh?
Okay, imagine you had no clothes, right? How are you supposed to get some clothes?
You go to the store and purchase that shit.
Bro, they're not about to let you buy some clothes while your meat's hanging out.
Nah, you just cop some clothes real fast. It's simple.
Bruh, a young kid walks by and it's wraps.
So you guys both have the power to read minds?
Yep,
yes,
that's
sir.
Right. Then if you both read each other's minds, whose mind are you reading?
Oh, I don't know. We could try.
All right, yeah, sure.
That was you for sure, dude.
Damn, bro. When you think about it, the hospital is the only building you leave without entering.
Damn.
And people are having the worst day of their life, the best day of their life, the last day of their life, and the first day of their life, all in one building.
Damn.
Bro, I'm kind of scared down here.
What? Why?
Because I'm scared a shark's finna eat my ass.
Well, when you think about it, there's more people eating sharks in the world than sharks eating people.
Damn. That's actually really crazy to think about.
Fuck,
yo, every single day, there's some random motherfucker out there who took the biggest shit for that day.
Yeah, he's in this room.
Bro, it's literally just you and me in the room.
Yo, this Taco Bell is bussin'.
So he incorrectly assumed his position.
You spelled that incorrectly.
Spelled what incorrectly?
Incorrectly.
Yeah, but what's incorrect?
Incorrectly.
Wait, what?
Wait, guys. When you really think about it, the only time incorrectly isn't spelled incorrectly is when it's spelled incorrectly.
Shut the hell up.
Yeah,
shut the fuck up.
You know, the number of people older than you never increases. It only gets smaller and smaller.
Damn.
What? It just got smaller.
Yo, pizza's here.
Shit, I got the munchies. I'm about to fuck this shit up. Wait, I ordered a mushroom pizza. Why'd they give us cheese?
Hey, any pizza can be a mushroom pizza if you're patient enough.
Damn, I guess you're right. At last. Damn, you know what I just realized?
What?
A pregnant woman swimming is pretty much a submarine.
Are you just always this high, bruh?
Yo, did you boys know your last name comes from what your ancestor used to do back in the day?
Oh shit, mine's Baker.
Yo, mine's Carpenter.
Oh, mine's Smith for blacksmith.
Well, what's yours, Johnny?
It's Donald.
Well, wait a minute. Your last name isn't Donald. It's hey, Dickinson.
Yo. Guys, chill. Hey, I can explain.
Your alarm is really your theme song because it plays at the start of every episode.
Why the fuck are you in my house?
Yo, is Chain still mad over that chair?
Yeah, well, what does this dude have against chairs?
Why is it a chair?
Yo, why is there sidewalks in the movie Cars
if there's no humans? This dude won't shut up. Like, just watch the fucking movie, bruh. Damn, think about this. When a child is an asshole, the child gets a whooping. But when the parents are an asshole, the child gets another whooping. Shit, tell me about it, bruh. Fuck. Bro, you've checked the fridge 15 times already. No good food's finna magically appear. Damn. Now that I think about it, we don't keep checking the fridge for new food, but rather we keep checking to see if our standards have dropped low enough to eat the shit that's already in the fridge. So we got Mercury, Venus, and then here's Earth. Yeah, Chains, what do you want? If Earth is the third planet from the sun, does that make every country a third world country?
You're high again. Just get the fuck out of my class.
And look at these sheep. 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 You know how one of your teeth is called a tooth?
Yeah.
And one geese is called a goose.
Okay.
Then why isn't one sheep called a shoop?
Alright, Chains. A shoop. I can't keep doing Shoopity this. Doop. We have to break
sheep
up.
Shoop. You know what I've been thinking? Yeah, what's up? Teenagers be whipping that shit like they're always running out of time. But old motherfuckers be driving like they got all the time in the world. Like, look at this geezer. Poor guy's practically decaying behind the wheel. But he's taking his time like he's got any time to spare. If I stab this cereal box, does that make me a serial killer? That one was straight ass. You gotta work on
that
shit.
Right, I'm gonna work on that one.
Yo. If you weigh 99 pounds and you eat a 1 pound burrito, does that make you 1% burrito?
Yo, that's crazy, because I literally just did that last night.
You guys wouldn't believe this, but your blood work came back and it says you're 1% burrito.
Yo.
Yo, picture this. Imagine if Ed Sheeran was working at a bread place, right? Would that make him the gingerbread man?
Your high as shit.
Alright, bro, I'm a dip.
Nah, don't leave me alone in this forest, bro.
Hey, when you really think about it, you're not scared to be alone in this forest. You're scared you're not alone in the forest. You feel me?
Yo, that's actually so true.
Bro, you know what? Low key, if you're dead broke, robbing a bank isn't even a bad idea. Bro, there's no way some hobo's about to pull off a bank heist. Nah, but just think about it. Whether you successfully rob the bank or not, either way, you get over 10 years of bills you don't gotta worry about. Alright, fuck it. You got the strap?
Yup.
Yo, throw on your seatbelt really quick.
Nah.
What? Why not? Well, you see, it increases my risk of dying from cancer. What are you talking about, bro? That shit makes no sense. Just let that sink in. Oh, yeah, I got you. Yo, what's up? But still, that shit makes no sense. No, but actually think about it.
Oh.
Hey, bro, you wanna hit? Nah, I don't smoke. I'm scared that I'll get all paranoid and shit. Hey, man, if you're paranoid that you're gonna get paranoid, you're having the side effect without even smoking.
It's your rule.
For most of my life, I've known how to swim. But by that, I mean, if my life depended on it, I could swim from one place to another. I don't even know if swim is the right word. Like, if you saw me casually enjoying a little swim at the pool, you'd be like, does he need help? Like, is he drowning? I mean, like, I did take swimming lessons, but I quit at level alligator, bro. I never even made it to level 1. With that being said, this incident dates way back to when I was in grade 4. We were going on a field trip, and of course, it's to the pool. But I'm not stressing. I know I safely passed level penguin, so I should be chilling. My whole class and I walk into the entrance of the pool, but before anyone was allowed in the pool, they asked everyone if they knew how to swim. And I thought, we're in grade 4. There is no way somebody still doesn't know how to swim. And just as I presumed, nobody needed a life jacket. So me and the gang are swimming around, you know, jumping off the diving boards. Fun stuff for a grade 4 field trip. But after about an hour, my friends and I are just chilling in the deep end. And that's when I see a kid in my class named Ben on some floaty things coming in our direction. A little backstory about Ben. For as long as I can remember, this dude has been on my nuts. So when I saw this dude coming in my direction, I assumed he just wanted to say hi or something. But as he made his way towards me, I could tell he was struggling. So I swim over to help him out. Oh, hey, Ben. How are you? This kid jumps off the floaty thing onto me. And this man has the meanest grip on me. Pause. Well, this shit had to be some sort of attempted murder, bro, because he had me in a chokehold and his legs were wrapped around my arms. But they did not prepare me for this shit level alligator. So instantly I start sinking and I hit the bottom of the pool. Keep in mind, Ben is chilling on top of me with his head out of the water this whole time. So I jump off the bottom of the pool just enough to get my head out of the water for a few seconds. Ben, get off me. And when I look up, I see this dude, Ben, with the straightest face in the world. Like, this motherfucker has no clue I'm out here fighting for my life. And he says, in the most monotone voice, I can't swim. Oh, hell nah. I'm trying to fight him off me, but keep in mind, my arms are tied up. So I gather all the strength out of my skinny ass grade 4 legs, and I jump just enough to get my head out of the water again. Lifeguard, help! Oh, you guys, stop playing around in the pool. That's it. I'm fucked. I'm dead. And out of sheer anger, I decide, fuck it. If I'm dying, you're dying with me. I duck as far as I can under the water so both me and Ben can't breathe. But I'm running out of air. I start to get lightheaded. Man, that's crazy. This is really how I die, huh? And just as I had lost hope, my main man, Bob, comes in on some Superman shit, pulls Ben off me, and swims me over to the shallow end. I cough up some water, but eventually I catch my breath. So that's the story of how I almost died. And it's also the story of why I owe my life to Bob.
Imagine putting in hard work, time, and dedication into saving up for some new shoes. You go to Foot Locker and find the perfect pair. You try them on. You check them out. And you cop them. And even though you spent your last $200 on these shoes, you're happy. Because you feel fresh as fuck, and these J's might actually get you some bitches. But as you're leaving the mall, a gang of motherfuckers wearing shiesties take those J's right off your feet. Leaving you shoeless, broke, depressed, and with absolutely zero bitches. Now, personally, I wouldn't let that slide. However, when I was just a young, wholesome boy in 7th grade, I still wouldn't have let that slide. But I was weak as shit, so it would have slid anyway. I mean, in 7th grade, I could have got my ass beat by Hezbollah, bruh. I was a walking lick, which is exactly why I got a story for y'all today. So as I said, this story takes place in 7th grade, where I was young, innocent, and built like a string bean, bro. So one Friday night, me, Bob, and Billy were going to this girl's house for the three-man mission. The plan was simple. There was three of us and three of them. We would put on a scary movie, and if everything went to plan, we would get some cheeks. Now, just earlier that day, I had copped some fresh ass Jordans, so I've got a little confidence boost as we walk up to this girl's house. So we knock on the door, they open it, and we go inside. Now we stuck to the plan. We put on some cheesy horror movie, and one thing led to another, and by the end of the movie, Bob had all three girls, bro, and me and Billy were in the corner playing Bloons Tower Defense. Don't ask me how this shit happened, I don't want to talk about it. So after hours of me and Billy straight fumbling, we all decide to go home. And although I was a little disappointed in my performance tonight, I put on my brand new uncreased Jordans and I remembered, damn. Even Curry airballs sometimes. Now the bus route back to Bob's crib took two buses. So we hop on the first bus, it takes us to the next stop, and as we're getting off, we see the second bus we need drive right by us. Fuck, is that our bus? Damn, yeah it is. Wait, check when the next one comes. Yeah, it shouldn't be long. Damn, bro, the next bus comes in an hour. So we have no choice but to wait at the bus stop for an hour. So we wait, and at this point, it's already getting late. I checked the time, and it's already 11 p.m. As we were sitting there, bored as hell, waiting for this bus to come, one of the other buses stops in front of us to let someone off. The person gets off, and as the bus starts leaving, we hear this loud thud come from the bus. What the hell? What was that? Oh shit, it's a baton. And as we're analyzing this baton that seems to have fallen out of the sky, some motherfucker wearing a shiesty walks up to Billy like, "Give me that shit," and straight snatched the baton out of Billy's hands. And Billy froze up. Bro was scared shitless, straight bamboozled. And the way the bus stop was set up was there was a main road, the bus stop, and behind the bus stop was a small hill with bushes on top. And when I say this shit looked like something out of a movie, I mean, this dude wearing a shiesty walks back up to the top of the hill, and a group of five other dudes walk out from behind the bush, and they're shiestied up too, bro. They had to have been in at least grade 12, and to a 7th grader, that is scary as fuck. And I was no genius, but as that group of shiesties came out of the bushes looking like a GTA 5 cutscene, I came to the consensus that they were up to no good. Yo, those Jordans are looking my size. And this was the moment I realized I was about to get my shit robbed. So I started analyzing my surroundings and calculating my options. Maybe I can talk my way out of this. Hey sir, how was your day today? Shut up. I said, what size are the shoes? Damn, I can't fight them. It's a 3-on-5, and they got the high ground, and they got a baton, bro. They would knock my ass out and take the shoes. But I'm fast. So if I take a right, then make a left, there's no way they can catch me. Wait, fuck, I can't run. I'd crease my Jordans. And just as I had ran out of options, Billy says the last words I would expect to come out of this man's mouth. Wait, Ethan? Yo, who the fuck? Oh shit, Billy. Oh, I didn't know it was you, bro.
Man, Ethan, you had me scared for a second.
Damn,
man.
My bad, pimp. My bad,
yeah,
my bad.
Yeah, no, you're good. How's your mom
oh,
doing?
Oh, yeah, she's doing good. Yeah, it's great to see you,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you too, bro. See you around.
All right, peace out.
Y'all, don't worry. I seen a kid over there with some new forces we could snatch.
Oh, yes, sir.
Dibs. I bet.
Man, he's a good dude. Nah, bro. He just tried to rob me. Who the fuck was that?
Oh, that's my longtime homie, Ethan.
Why do you know him?
Oh, yeah. We went to the same preschool.
Same preschool? That dude looks 20, bruh.
Oh, yeah, no, he is. He just got held back a few times.
Held back in preschool? How the fuck do you get held back in preschool?
Oh, he used to beat up the other kids and then take their toys.
Oh shit. Makes sense. So we bust back to Bob's crib, and as we're walking to Bob's front door, I stepped in mud.
Awkward conversations. We all know them, and we all hate them. Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? You already asked me that.
Damn, you right. You right.
So, how's your day going? My pet frog just died.
Damn,
that's tough. I find myself taking the most inconvenient routes to avoid an awkward conversation. Like, I can't really explain the feeling of an awkward conversation, but it's just mildly uncomfortable. Like, I would compare the discomfort levels of an awkward conversation to wearing wet socks. Like, it's not the end of the world. But let's keep it real, no one wants to wear wet socks. And honestly, I would take a slightly inconvenient path if it meant I would not have to wear wet socks. Also, I feel like there's some other situations that are in the awkward conversation family that I also hate. For example, the handshake fist bump dilemma.
Yeah, it was nice seeing you.
Yeah.
Oh, fist bump.
Oh, no, sorry.
God damn it.
After you experience one of these bad boys, you'll be thinking about it cringing for the next hour. And if you're anything like me, you might even lose some sleep over it.
Man, why the fuck didn't I go in for the handshake, bruh? Obviously, it was a handshake.
And what about the good old you said goodbye to the person you're talking to, but you guys both walk the same way? Situation. I mean, this situation is the perfect way to ruin a smooth conversation.
Yeah, man, it was really nice to see you.
Yeah, for sure. See you later, bro. Alright, peace out. alright, bye. Yeah, bye. Shit, we're still walking the same way? I'll just turn this way so it's not awkward. Man, what the fuck? And even if I say goodbye to someone and we're still in the same general location, I will avoid them at all costs. Like once me and my brother were chilling at Walmart and we saw one of our neighbors. So we talked for a little bit, you know, said our farewells and went separate ways. But when it came time for me and my brother to check out, we saw the same neighbors checking out. And we were up in the Walmart looking like we were playing Assassin's Creed in real life. It's clear. And of course, I can't forget about awkward silence. Yeah, that's funny. Me personally, I have some procedures in place to avoid awkward silence no matter what. For example, my philosophy is to just say things. Yeah, that's funny. So do you play Minecraft?
What kind of question is that?
In the end, they may think I'm a dumbass, but at least there's no awkward silence, you know what I'm saying? So a few years ago, I worked at a fast food restaurant. We'll just call it Jim Jordan's, you know what I'm saying? Jim Jordan's was my first job ever. So coming in on my first day, I was kind of excited, you know, because it was just overall a new experience, so I was looking forward to it. So I walked through the doors and, you know, it's looking like a nice establishment so far. But as soon as you step past the staff gate, you realize it's instantly a hellhole. Like, this is exactly what it was like.
Hi there, can I take the order?
Yo, who's
medium double double. Double.
Hi, what's your order?
Yo, hello.
It's
my
double.
First day.
Hi there, can I take your order?
And bro, once they give you the Jim Jordan's drip, you instantly lose value as a human, bro. For example, if you're going for a casual stroll down the street, an average interaction would look something like this. Hey, how are you? Good, how are you? Good. You know, just average small talk things. But once you throw on that Jim Jordan's drip, hey, what can I get for medium black coffee? Make my coffee faster, bitch. And while I was working here, it was just the beginning of the pandemic. Meaning, on top of the gym drip, you also had to wear a mask. So pretty much people could just see your eyes. And trying to communicate during the pandemic was horrible. Because not only did both parties have to wear a mask, there was this big plastic wall between us. And they had to stand 6 feet away. Hi, what can I get for you?
What?
I said, hi, what
can- Huh?
Ma'am, what can I get for you?
Oh, I'm good. Thanks for asking.
Oh my god, bro.
And man, I already made a video on NPCs, but working in any sort of drive-thru, you'll figure out that drive-thrus are NPCs' prime real estate. It's just like back-to-back-to-back NPCs. And when you don't have your average NPC, you'll have a below-average IQ NPC. Like, there was this one lady that would come through every day, and all my coworkers knew her as the coupon lady. Because every day she would try and use coupons, but somehow never understand how they work. Alright, your total is 1567.
Okay, I'm gonna use a coupon.
Alright.
What are you waiting for?
The coupon?
Oh, it's just at my house.
And don't get me started on my manager, Magnus, bro. Next time I see Magnus, it's on site.
Wait a minute, Chains, is that you?
The longer I worked there, Magnus just started getting a little bit too comfortable on booking my shifts. After about 10 months of working there, she just decided to give me 5 a.m. shifts every time. And that wasn't even in my availability. So, you know, I would send a polite and professional email, and she would just hit me with some shit like, okay. Then just continue to book me at 5 a.m, bro. So I ended up working there for about a year and a half. And like most people at minimum wage jobs, when you're there for long enough, you just start to care a lot less about getting fired. I mean, I was snatching donuts, whipping myself up some food whenever no one was looking, and hooking up all my homies with free everything. And eventually, I just got tired of waking up at 4:30 every shift, so I put in my 2 weeks. And during these last 2 weeks, I did not give a fudge cake, bro. I was out here setting up coffee cups and playing basketball with the gym bits. And if someone was kinda polite to me, I would just hook them up with a free donut. And I remember on my last day, I was working a night shift, and it was just about 15 minutes before I got off forever. And some dudes rolled up in the drive-thru baked as hell. Hey,
Hey, dude, can you check how much is on this gift card really quick? Yeah, you got 21 cents on it. What can we get for 21 cents? One sec. I just went to the back and cleared the shelves of every single donut in sight, and I just sauced them all for free. Yo, thank you so much, dude. You're the GOAT.
Can't believe this cost 21 cents.
So yeah, that was my experience working fast food. And it's definitely not fun, but I feel like it's a valuable experience. Because now that I know I hate working there so much, I'm gonna work hard enough so you will never catch me working in fast food ever again, bro. Listen, I know some of y'all have already gone to school high, but for those of you who haven't, don't do it, bro. I only went to school baked one time in my life, and after that experience, I never did it again. So, this story takes place on your average Wednesday. I was still in grade 10 at this point, but I have to note, I was not a super experienced smoker. However, with that being said, I did have some homies in grade 11 that, let's just say, they knew what they were doing. But still, my day started off like your average high schooler. Alarm goes off, hit snooze for 15 minutes, get up, stare at the wall for approximately 10 minutes, shower, eat, and head to school. This particular day, I remember being a little bit anxious because I knew I had to present my speech that I had just written the night before. But English is at the end of the day, I'm chilling for now. Plus, my first class is PE, so you know how it goes. I smoked some kids in dodgeball, I went to my next class, got smoked in math, the bell rings, and I dip for lunch.
Guys,
see y'all boys.
Guys,
yeah, peace out, man.
I do.
So I link up with the gang for lunch, and we kind of mob around the school for a minute, but we end up just chilling in this forest right outside our school. And this is when one of my experienced friends whips out that Zaza. We'll just call him Jimmy for now. Jimmy just asks everyone, "Are you dudes trying to smoke?" "Yeah, for sure." "Hell, yup." "Nah, I'm all good." At first, I was the only person who didn't want to, but as I sat there, feeling the vibes, intaking the positive energy from the surrounding vegetation, I came to the conclusion the vibes were right. It was just me and my trusted homies, secluded in a peaceful area. I mean, what's the worst that could happen, right? And man, when it comes to drinking, I'm a certified heavyweight champion. But for whatever reason, when it came to smoking, I had the tolerance of a newborn baby. But then again, what would I look like taking this little ass inhale? So I did what any dumbass individual would do. "Yo, look at Chains."
"Yo, chill, dude."
Damn.
So my friends are low-key hyping me up. And I'm out here thinking, I am such a cool guy. I am literally that guy. I'm literally that guy. But much like everything else, everyone forgot about it in 5 minutes. But I'm still left with all this tetrahydrocannabinol compounds waiting to alter my neural chemistry. So as we're walking back to the school, the THC raids my brain like the FBI.
FBI, open up!
And I just eat the ground, bro. Had me looking like my controller just disconnected. And my friends just look at each other like, "Fuck. Maybe you should just go home, bro." "Yeah, dude. There's no way you'll be able to go to class like this." So we make our way over to this bench outside, and I'm weighing out my options. I'm trying to find the best scenario to get out of this alive. I narrowed it down to roughly 2 options. I can either go home, get whooped by my mom, and get grounded for another year and a half, or I could thug it out, just go to class, running the risk that my teacher might find out I'm baked. So me and my friends are brainstorming, using the good old pros and cons method. Going home. Pros. Cons. I will get whooped. Staying at school. Pros. Cons. I might get whooped. Staying at school it is. The bell rings, my friends wish me good luck, but my next class was science, and I had the number one homie in that class. Bob. So Bob is just being a W mans. He's absolutely carrying me in this group science experiment while I'm literally passed out sleeping on the desk. Bell rings, Bob wishes me good luck, and dips. Now I'm all on my own, but I just got one more class. I'm almost done. What class do I even have again? Oh yeah, English, right? So I make my way to English, I sit down. "Alright, so today we're doing our speeches."
Speeches?
And my English teacher was the type of teacher who loves to catch people lacking and just put them on the spot. So of course, he sees me on another planet and decides to call me out.
"Chains, how about you go first?"
I'm not prepared. "Just get up there, bud."
Okay.
"Alright, whenever you're ready."
Chains, you can start now. Okay. So my speech, it's about the topic of the speech. It's dinosaurs. So Tyrannosaurus Rex has short arms. Yeah, Chains, don't worry about it. You can sit down. You could just go tomorrow. It's all right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, man, this is why you don't show up to school high, bro.
There's a lot of awkward things in life, like the handshake fist bump dilemma, or waving back to someone who is waving to the dude behind you, or the U2 situation. Enjoy your meal, sir.
Thanks, you too.
Actually?
Wait. No.
But on this long list of things that will keep you up at night, I feel like school dances lands itself in the top three, bro. Cause it's like, is it a party or is it a school event? Are we hitting the Dougie or are we just standing awkwardly in the corner? There's just too many questions, bro. Like another question, who the fuck hired this guy to be the DJ? Like, I don't know how much they pay this dude, but it can't be anything over 50 bucks. I remember at my first middle school dance, I seen the DJ walk in with all his gear and shit and I thought, damn, look at those big ass speakers. This dude knows what he's doing for sure. Hey, Stickman Middle, are we ready to turn up?
Yeah!
Let's go. One, two, three, let's go! So I walk over there to give bro some song requests that he so desperately needs, and as I walk up to this dude's expensive ass setup, I look down at his laptop and this motherfucker's on Spotify and he's moving around the volume slider like he's doing some shit. Like, bro, I could have done this shit for free. Nah, trust me, bro. I know what I'm doing, dude.
Want a break from the ads?
Now, to be honest, it was really the middle school dances that had me fucked up. Like, you took a bunch of self-conscious, prepubescent little kids and threw on some music and told them to dance with each other. Like, shit, of course they're gonna start hitting those Fortnite emotes, bro. That's all they know how to do. Like, these grade sixes are fresh out of elementary school. There's no way you'll catch one of these youngins asking a girl to dance. Like, they're still scared of catching cooties, bro. Or what about the grade sevens? These kids were straight menaces. Like, I remember at my grade seven dance, there was a duo. We'll call them Greg and Roderick. Greg and Roderick would run up on some unsuspecting students, and Greg would slide behind them on his hands and knees, and Roderick would casually strike up a conversation. And just when the poor guy was expecting it least, Roderick would shove his ass, causing the unsuspecting victim to trip and eat shit. And they went around to damn near everyone pulling this shit, until one time they messed with the wrong dude.
Hey bro, it's just a prank.
Now, grade 8. These boys are damn near in high school. They don't dance. It'll ruin their street cred, bruh. Instead, they prefer mosh pits. Rap, EDM, fucking smooth jazz. It doesn't matter what song. These grade 8s will be relentlessly jumping up and down for no apparent reason. And soon, these grade 8s will turn into freshmen. All that street cred they once had, gone. If you push one of these freshmen into the middle of a dance circle, he'll stress so hard, he'll start malfunctioning and hit those fucking Fortnite dances again. Now, grade 10s. Most of these grade 10s are a little self-conscious, but if you throw one of them into the dance circles...
Let's go, Michael! Whoa,
let's see it,
dude. Let's go!
Guys, what? I don't know how to dance.
Just Michael, let's go, Michael!
Well, I guess I can bust out a few dance moves. All of a sudden, dude's got moves like Jagger. Come to find out, bro's been practicing for this moment in his room for months. So once these grade 10s soon become sophomores, those YouTube tutorials start paying off for real. And if they're lucky, they might even catch some cooties, bro. And these seniors just simply don't give a fuck.
Bro, watch this. I'm about to hit the worm.
What? You know how to hit the worm?
No.
And I'm not done flaming this fucking DJ. Like, this dude be leaving my balls more blue than Squidward paws. Is that lo-fi? And then out of nowhere, really quick, the DJ will throw on some heat and it'll have everybody turning up. But just as fast as Pop Smoke got that shit jumping, Ed Sheeran shut that bitch right back down. Like, mixing drill with The Shape of You has to be some sort of felony, bro. Like, tell me this dude deserves to roam the streets freely after pulling some shit like that. In fact, funny story, I had seen the DJ after the dance in the parking lot one
one time, and we walked up and we jumped the fuck out of him. All right, but not all DJs were out here committing war crimes on my ears. Like, you know the DJ was onto some shit when he got the students and the teachers turning up. Like, you play the right song and these teachers will forget they're on chaperoning duty. Shit, even the principal will start wilding out. Once you got the right song playing, motherfuckers will get hype over anything. Like, remember how hype it was when someone would land a flip in the middle of a mosh pit? Shit, remember how hype it was when someone didn't land a flip in the middle of a mosh pit? These motherfuckers were excited as ever, like they didn't just witness a dude snap his neck. Poor guy's probably getting trampled down there. Rest in peace. Sacrificed his life for a few Snapchat memories. But you know that one song, that when the DJ throws that hoe on, everybody knows what to do. Motherfuckers will run in from the bathroom, teachers will hop in, the Redditors will hop off the bleachers, and the school dance will be looking like something straight out of High School Musical. Bro, speaking of High School Musical, back in the day I knew a dude named Troy. I fucked with Troy, but let's just say he had a little bit of a lean gut. He was built like T Grizzly. Nah, fuck that. He was built like DJ Khaled. And I remember this dude, Troy, was just coming off a school suspension. But for whatever reason at the dance, this motherfucker must have been looking for another one. Because Troy came up to me talking about how he was going to beat Jordan Johnson's ass at the dance tonight. And honestly, I ain't believing him. So once the dance came around, he was beefing JJ every chance that he got, until soon JJ wasn't gonna stand for it. Now, a school dance is simply the best time for a school fight to take place. For the dude who wins. For the dude who loses, you literally have every single motherfucker in your school gathered in one place to get several different 4K angles of you getting pieced up. So Troy was really putting everything on the line here, because JJ was known for handing out whoopings like food stamps. But to be fair, Troy loved food. Regardless, JJ wasn't scared. In fact, he threw the first punch. Boom. But Troy ate that shit like a Wendy's 4-for-4 combo. And instantly, the entire school gathered in a circle. The circle was so big, there was no escaping. They were gonna have to fight to the death. But the DJ was so locked in that he was completely oblivious to what was happening. He was playing some happy-go-lucky ass shit.
Oh shit! Damn!
Yeah.
Get his ass!
Let's go!
Beat his
go
ass, Troy. JJ!
I'm Jordan Johnson! Now, the moral of that story is, don't get into a fight at the school dance. Unless you know you're gonna win. Now, on another note, asking someone to dance is a very important topic when it comes to school dances. Now, girls, I'm sorry, I can't help you with this one. I've never asked a dude to dance before. But boys, shit, I can't help you either. I'm like 0 for 15 with this shit. But I do know someone who can. I'm talking about the homie Bob. So Bob, how do you ask a girl to dance? Watch and learn. Is this motherfucker moonwalking right now? Oh shit. Oh, what the fuck? Honestly, bro, I'm not scared of much. I'd go skydiving, I'd swim with the sharks, run with the lions, fight a gorilla, beat some ass, and I'd even get my ass eaten.
No, I would not. What the fuck?
Wait, no. I mean, I'd even get my ass beaten, bro. But if there's one thing that leaves me scared shitless, it's a... But one day when I was 15 years old, my friends and I went to the gas station to get nothing more than a pack of Reese's. Alright, your total will be $2.50. Hey boy, step back. I got this. Put it on my car, bro. Alright, I don't think your machine's working, bro. Hey kid, I hate to break the news to you, you know what I'm saying, but I think your broke ass needs to get a job.
No!
So I got my first job at Jim Jordan's and I was grinding, bro. I made every coffee fresh, every customer happy, every toilet squeaky clean. I was putting the potato wedges in a goddamn bag until I'd stacked up my first few bands and I'd never seen this much money in my life. I thought I was rich, bro. So I quit my job. And then the government took some bands, I bought a few Fortnite skins, one ugly ass t-shirt, and before I knew it, I ended up exactly where I started.
Damn, dude, you fucking suck.
Your broke ass still needs to get a job, bro.
Man.
Firstly, my name is Chains, and I would love to work here at this summer camp.
All right, Chains, do you know how to read?
Yes, sir.
Do you speak English?
I do.
Can you count to 10?
Indeed.
Can you ride a bike?
Of course.
Do you like little kids?
Yeah, final answer, no.
Alright, you're fired.
Wait, no, I love little kids.
Alright, you're hired. Now take this helmet and teach those kids how to ride some goddamn bikes.
Okay, yeah, thank you. Really quick, how much do I get paid?
As little as legally possible. Now get to work, buddy.
Hi. My boss threw my ass straight into the deep end, bruh. No training, no nothing. Now what's crazy is every other worker went to a training camp and was taught exactly what to do and exactly what to say. But one of those dudes quit last minute. They needed somebody, anybody to fill in, and that's the only reason they hired your boy. Anyways, I grab a bike, go outside, and there I see my group of five little five-year-olds waiting for me. And I can see the hopes and dreams of learning to ride a bike glistening in each and every one of their little eyes. And I didn't want to let these little motherfuckers down, so I wasted no time and got straight to work. All right, listen, it's simple. You get on your bike and you just start pedaling like, look at me go. Right, guys? Shit. Listen, teaching one kid to ride a bike is legwork. You grab the seat, you push them, they pedal, they fall, then you pick them up and start gaslighting their ass like, wow, buddy, you did an amazing job. I've never seen somebody sweep the floor with their face before, man. Next time you can use your hands, though. Thank you. But the real problem is having five different kids with five different personalities and skill levels. Because the first kid was named Miles. But he couldn't ride a bike for 5 feet. Then we had a kid named Noah, who didn't know a single thing about how to brake. Parker, who couldn't park for shit. We even had a kid named Noel. But his little ass couldn't stop taking L's in James. But it was just one motherfucker, bro. Like, why is your name plural, bro? Where's the other one at? So my group's out here looking like five chimpanzees on bikes with one bigger chimpanzee supervising them. And I look over at my coworkers' groups, and these motherfuckers are out here biking in perfect unison, weaving through cones. I even seen a little kid doing no hands, bro.
Hey, James, look, no hands.
Oh, shit.
Hey, James, look, no teeth.
So after painting the pavement like Picasso, we get under the shade for some lunch break. And talking with these kids was such an interesting experience, bro. Because since I was their biking instructor, they just assumed I knew everything, bro.
Hey, James, why is the sky blue?
Shit, I mean, it just
And we even decided that it'd be a Monday today.
Oh, that was definitely Abraham Lincoln.
Why does my sandwich taste like pennies?
That's the taste of blood, my
and
boy.
What's the biggest number?
Infinity.
How old are you? 300. What time is it?
12:37.
And why do my parents wrestle without any clothes on? Yeah, mine too.
So, okay, time to get back to riding bikes, bro. But this time when we got back out to riding bikes, I set up a cone drill. All right, group, lock in. Here we got an easy cone drill. You know what I'm saying? I'll show you how it's done. So you just want to go through the cones just like this. You know what I'm saying? I like to call this drill. Oh, fuck.
Wait, what's it called? I don't know. I think it's called fuck.
Are you sure? Fuck.
Yeah, nah, it's definitely called fuck.
Well, that's a weird name.
Okay, who's gonna fuck next?
Yeah, bruh. I'm not gonna lie, I deadass fell. Like, there was no type of biking test in order to get the job. All they asked is if I could ride a bike, and I can. But I did not know we'd be doing NFL drills on these fucking bikes. But needless to say, when the parents came to pick their kids up from the first day of bike camp, they were not impressed.
Hey, there's my little man. What did we learn today?
Oh, you know, we just took the training wheels off. We got started on a few cone drills.
He showed us how to fuck.
Yeah, okay, okay, man. No, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. This is a catastrophic miscommunication.
And James told me I had the best grip.
Hey, yo, I'm the handlebars, brother. You gotta specify.
James says I have so much potential for a kid my age.
Okay, yeah, that sounds bad. That sounds really bad. Why does all this shit sound so bad?
He likes me better without any teeth.
I'm just trying to cheer him up,
man. He taught us to always use protection before riding.
Okay, that's enough.
He just stopped.
None of them came back, bro.
So I got a new group, and the best part about this new group of kids is that they were already level 4. Meaning we'd all just bike to the park, eat lunch, and then bike back.
Damn, bro, that sounds easy as fuck. Surely this couldn't go any worse than your first group, right?
Yeah, it does.
It gets worse. It gets so much worse.
So for this little journey to the park, I pair up with my coworker Natalie. So Natalie's in the front and we got 10 kids in the middle. We'll call them Liam, Ava, Milo, Zoe, Tucker, Cornelius, Jackson, Bradley, Quandale Dingle Jr. the third, and Riley, which is the only name you'll need to remember. So I count up the kids so we don't leave any behind, and as expected, I count 10. So we take off on our journey to the park, and all these kids were really good at riding, you know. Out of the whole group, we only had one little fall. But I just scraped my knee, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't even cry or anything, bro. It wasn't even that bad. And before I knew it, we made it to the park. We all put our bikes down. Natalie and I ate our lunch while the 10 kids ran around and played. Liam and Tucker were playing tag. Zoe and Ava were picking flowers. Meatloaf and Quandale were eating cockroaches. Riley and Cornelius were in the bushes picking berries. And Jackson and Bradley were wrestling. And after a peaceful 45 minutes passed by, Natalie and I round everyone up to get back in line like we started. I count them up so we don't forget anyone. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we head back to camp. And after a very successful trip, the parents pick their children up one by one until Riley's very sweet mom shows up with a pack of 20 Jimbits to thank me for my great work taking care of her child.
Hey there, I just wanted to say I appreciate you so much for taking care of Riley today.
Yo, what? Thank you so much. You really didn't have to.
No, it's my pleasure, truly.
Oh, okay, well, thank you so much.
where's my little guy?
Oh, he's right here.
My heart drops straight to my stomach, bro. And as I'm looking around for Riley, I'm trying to recall the ride home, and I genuinely just don't remember seeing Riley at all. And that's when I remember I last saw Riley playing in the bushes.
And this is when my heart goes back from my stomach and drops down to my testicles, bruh.
To this day, my heart has never dropped so hard. This woman trusted me with her son, and I don't know where the fuck he is.
So, where is he?
Man, that right there is a great question.
What do you mean that's a great question?
You know, all the greatest questions in the world make you think, don't they?
Yes.
Right, and as you ask me this question, I really get to thinking, you know, like, I really get to rack in my brain, and well, to be quite frank, well, I'm stumped.
Okay. Okay, what do you mean you're stumped?
I don't know where Riley is.
What do you mean you don't know where Riley is?
Okay, let's just put it like this. Do you know where Riley is?
No.
Yeah, not me either.
Mom, can we get ice cream?
Holy god, fuck, he's right there. Oh my god, fuck, I knew it. I thought this dumbass lost you. I knew it the whole time. He's right there. It's April Fool's.
Give me
these. Take them. Oh my god. Jesus. God bless America.
And that was genuinely the day I realized I can't work a fucking job. I'm not built for that shit, bro. I gotta start a Stickman YouTube channel or some shit.
There's a lot of things in life that I don't really understand, but if there's one thing I can truly comprehend, it's being grounded. Because in my time, I've served a total of 547 days and 16 hours in the slammer. And through a year and a half of extensive first-hand research, I've come to the professional conclusion that getting grounded is straight ass, bro. You're locked in your room with no phone, no computer, like what do you want me to do? Think about my actions? Hell nah. Being grounded had a young me doing the stupidest shit ever, bro. Like, I was popping handstands, hitting my head against the wall, playing with the door stopper thingy. Shit, I got so bored, I even read a few pages of a book like an absolute nerd. And now that I think about it, Percy Jackson and the Battle of the Labyrinth was actually a spectacular read. Now listen, there's only one thing worse than being grounded, and that's being falsely imprisoned for life. Well, now that I think about it, there's a lot of things worse than being grounded, but one of which is being grounded during summer, bro. There's something about being able to hear all the happy children, the ice cream trucks, your homies having fun, the hoes throwing rocks at your window, asking you to come outside. Well, you just cry yourself to sleep, because there never was any hoes throwing rocks at your window asking you to come outside. It's just you, your Percy Jackson books, some used toilet paper, and the existential thoughts in your head, questioning if it's even worth it. worth it. And listen, I'm sure everyone can pick up on the fact that I'm a really intelligent dude. Smart all around, really, but trust me when I say, I wasn't always this smart, bro. In fact, in kindergarten, my dumbass fully believed with my whole heart that being grounded meant your parents would just dig a decent sized hole in your backyard, toss you in, and bury you alive for the time being. And so I'm sure you could imagine my surprise when my OG friend of 5 days said, yeah, I got grounded for 2 whole weeks. Holy fucking shitballs, dude. Are you okay? No, man. It's really hard. I didn't get to touch any of my toys or anything. Damn. How long ago was that, man? Oh, I'm still grounded. What? No, you're not. Yeah, dude. I'm grounded right now. No, the fuck you're not. And I wouldn't truly find out what being grounded was until 7 years later. I was in grade 7. It was a beautiful sunny summer day at approximately 11 a.m. and me and the boys were freely roaming our city. Little did I know, we wouldn't be free for long. And as the boys and I roamed the city looking for a move, one of Bob's girls calls him up and is like, okay, so my friend Becky is in Hawaii for a few days with her family, and she said I could bring you over. And just like that, Bob could have wrapped it up and claimed some cheeks. But the boy Bob was never one to leave the homies behind. So not only did he convince his girl to let us come, but he went above and beyond. He got his girl to bring some of her friends over too. And now we're hyped because we had now located the move, and quite a marvelous move if I do say so myself. Now keep in mind, all of us knew Becky and had been to Becky's house many times before, but Becky was all the way in Hawaii, so she had no clue about the marvelous move about to take place at her own crib. But regardless, me and the homies walk into Becky's crib and they low-key got a little get-together in the works. I see Bob's girl, I see Bob's girl's friends, and then I see a mutual friend of mine named Dennis. And he brought his girl. Now, a little backstory about Dennis. Dennis was 2 years older than me, making him in high school. And to be fair, from grade 7 to high school is a colossal difference. Dennis was taller, had a more developed frame, and Dennis even had some facial hair in progress. The amount of facial hair that put my peach fuzz to shame. And to put it quite simply, Dennis was a menace. But regardless, that's my homie's homie, so I walk up and dap him up. And then everyone heads over to Becky's room. Now keep in mind, Becky had simply invited Bob and Bob's girl to come over, and somehow we ended up being 8 people deep in that joint. And so that means technically, the other 6 of us were straight trespassing. So we were all chilling in Becky's room, chopping it up for a good hour and a half, until eventually, people start exploring her house. Now in Becky's room, it was just me, Bob, Bob's girl, and Bob's girl's friend named Lily. And so we're all just talking until I hear someone yell from the room down the hall.
Yo, Chains, get in here right now!
And I don't know exactly what I was expecting to see as I walked into that bathroom, but it was absolutely not seeing Dennis drop a condom filled with water on Billy's head. And of course I laughed, because that's comedy gold right there, but it also made me realize, maybe we shouldn't be here dropping condoms on each other's heads. But who was I to tell Dennis what to do? He had facial hair, so he was practically a grown man to my standards. So I just turned around, went back to the room, and continued chilling with Bob. And as we talked, the music progressively got louder, and Dennis progressively became more of a menace. And it had got to the point where the speakers were booming, and Dennis was lobbing condom water balloons off Becky's balcony. And then one time, Dennis either almost hit or just missed Becky's neighbor with one of these condom water balloons. So this grown man looks down at a condom that seems to have fell from the heavens, then he looks up and sees Dennis scrambling inside to Becky's crib with the speakers blasting music, and then he continued on his way. And we were all just having a fantastic time in Becky's room until we hear the downstairs door swing open, and we all absolutely shit our pants and run onto the balcony.
Hey! I just texted the family who lives here, and they said no one is supposed to be in the house. Everyone needs to leave right now, or I'm calling the cops.
And that's exactly what we did. No messing around, we were out that hoe. And we all went to Bob's girl's house for an emergency meeting, because we were all scared as fuck. And now Bob's girl and Becky are texting, and Becky's like, my parents are pissed, they want to talk to everyone's parents, and they know how many people were there. So we all devise a foolproof plan. Okay, we give Becky our phone numbers,
tell it's our parents' phone numbers, and we act super disappointed in our children. We all agreed on this plan, and the emergency meeting was dismissed. And over the next few days, we all got texts from a very unhappy Becky's father, who made sure to specify the amount of condoms that were found in the bathtub. We all respond with some bullshit along the lines of,
"Hello, Mr. Beckerson. I'm very sorry to hear about the inconsiderate acts of Chains and how he's invaded your home. Rest assured, Chains will feel the wrath of this thick leather belt as it repeatedly beats against his cheeks to discipline him for his heinous actions. Thank you for bringing this to my attention."
But come to find out, Lily's dumbass responded with some shit like, "Dear Mr. Beckerson, thank you for letting me know, but Lily did nothing wrong, as she didn't know she wasn't allowed there. Plus, she didn't even make a mess or anything, on God. Put some respect on my daughter's name, period."
And just like that, our foolproof plan got fucked.
And Becky's father texted each of us saying,
"You are coming to the house at 3:15 p.m. today, or I'm calling the cops."
And shit, looking back, Becky's father was most definitely bluffing. Like, say I didn't go, what was he gonna tell the cops?
911, what's your emergency? "Hey, there was 8 kids who invaded my home 3 days ago."
"Okay, sir, did they break in?"
"No, no. My daughter gave them the key."
"Sir, why the fuck are you calling 911?
There was condoms in the bathtub."
But like I said, I wasn't very smart, and I didn't have the brain capacity to think that far ahead. So everyone shows up to the house, and Becky's father sits us down and makes each of us individually call our parents and explain what we had done. And I went first. "Hey, Mom, I went to Becky's house the other day, but she was in Hawaii and I wasn't really invited.
There was condoms in the bathtub."
Needless to say, we all got our shit whooped and I received my very first grounding with a sentence of 1 month in the slammer. High school, the only place you'll find nerds and jocks chilling in the same room, where there's fight clubs and book clubs in the same building, where you can find the plug selling something and the school thought giving dome all in the same bathroom, and surely one of the few places you can pursue your educational prowess and to get off that Benjamin in the same institution. High school, man. Love it or hate it, it's quite the experience. And although every single person will have a different experience at high school, there are some things you are guaranteed to encounter. Like the PE sweat, the nerd, that one strict ass teacher, the teacher's pet, the Redditor, the predator, the chill teacher, the plug, the stoner, that one motherfucker who walks like this, the class clown, the band kid, the kid who just never shows up. The hot Cheeto girl. That one sexy ass kid who, you got all the girls and you know what I'm saying? He was like super cool. The bathroom fiend. The, "Oh my god, I almost failed that test. I did so bad. Oh shit, same. I got a 51%. What about you?" "Oh my god, I only got a 98.5. The fighter, the anime kid, and the NPCs. Every single one of these individuals make up the magical place we call high school. You come into high school merely a young, innocent, and clueless child. But you leave even more clueless than before, bro. Like when we learned about pie in math class, my dumbass thought I was in culinary arts for 2 goddamn weeks. And that is pie. Chains, are you listening?"
Yeah, we're learning about pie.
Then recite pie. Flour, egg, some fucking blueberry. Like coming into high school as a freshman, I was thinking, I can use my high school experiences and knowledge to figure out what I'ma do in life. Then shit, all of a sudden I'm graduated and my brain is filled to max capacity on bullshit. So now that you're graduated, what are you gonna do with your life?
The mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
But one of the most majestic parts of high school is the bathrooms, bro. Like, it's a proven statistic that only 1 in 30 kids actually go to the bathroom to take a piss. And Lord knows what the other 29 are doing, bro. I mean, it could literally be anything from a secret fight club to a drug ring to a fucking Bible study. Like, nothing is out of the picture when it comes to high school bathrooms, bro. But the bathrooms are not the only place where some fuck shit goes down. Cause you know high school students love to see fights, so when there's the slightest hint of beef, there's a motherfucker instigating that shit.
Oh shit, my bad, bro.
Nah, it's all good, don't worry.
Yo, personally, I wouldn't take that shit, bro.
What? Nah, it's fine.
Like, he practically just called you a bitch.
Wait,
Wait, really?
No, it was an accident.
Wait, what's that?
Oh, shit. He just said he's smoking on your grandma's pack right now.
Hey, don't be talking about grams like that. Ah, shit. Wow.
But tell me why when some entertaining shit happens, I just happen to miss school that day. Like, I'll go every day of the month, but I get sick for one day? Damn. I'm glad as fuck I'm not at school right now. Yo.
Holy shit. Chains, where are you?
I'm in my bed right now. Why?
Ooh.
Jeremy and Tom are running the ones right now. Fuck, the one day I didn't go. Wait, what's that in the background? Oh shit, yeah. They got Lil Uzi performing at school today.
What?
Uzi's at our school?
Yeah, check it out.
Yo. Oh, and they brought in Gordon Ramsay cooking up free lunch today as well.
What?
Oh, and I almost forgot. Elon's pulling up and giving everyone Teslas.
No. No,
I'll see you later, man. But listen, high school is nothing like these movies painted out to be. Like, all these movies portray the same shit, where Victoria and her goon squad make fun of Ruby, and where Chad and the football team shove Arthur in a locker. Like, I've only seen a motherfucker get shoved into a locker once in my life, and to be honest, I couldn't even see much of it. I mean, it was pretty fucking dark in that locker, bro. But for real, in high school, you don't have to worry about some big body taking your lunch money, or some football kid slapping the books out of your hand. The worst thing you'll encounter on your average day at school is your local Redditor. I don't know how they do it, but somehow every joke they make is so unfunny that it just ruins my day, bro. Do you smell that? Yeah, Jeremy. That's what happens when you don't shower in 2 months. No, it smells like sussy baka. Like Among Us. But not to confuse Redditors with Discord mods. I mean, they're pretty much the same thing, but Discord mods shower even less. To be honest, there is truly only one thing mustier than a Discord mod, and that's the cafeteria food, bro. I mean, this food is completely and utterly ass. Like, somehow these motherfuckers manage to get the food cold and the drinks warm. Like, how the fuck does that shit happen? And my high school would serve some daily specials, and to be honest, that shit was unidentifiable. Like, you'd see this pile of mysterious substance, and I'd ask the person who made it what it is, like, what's the special today? You're holding it right now, dumbass. No, but like, what is it? Oh, I don't fucking know. And my school refused to pay people to make good food, so they had students making all the food. So you'd be eating a burger and look up at the person making them, and they'd just be casually scratching their ass. And even with all this free labor, tell me how these motherfuckers have the audacity to be charging $6 for 3 chicken strips, bro. That's $2 for one small, soggy piece of some shit that's probably not even chicken. I mean, that shit is a robbery. And speaking of robbery, the high school change rooms are shockingly similar to Detroit. And we all know, you can't have shit in Detroit. Like, if you leave anything not locked up, it's gone, bro. Your iPhone, gone. $5, finessed. 2-week-old rotten sandwich. Someone's taking that shit. And to be honest, even if you lock that shit up, it's still at high risk. Like, let me paint the picture a little bit. This is PJ. PJ locks all his beloved belongings in his good old PE locker before heading to play some soccer. After scoring a hat trick, PJ comes back to the change room to reacquire his belongings, only to find out someone took PJ's whole goddamn locker. PJ was devastated. Until he remembers, he can check the school's security cameras.
Yeah, take a look.
Yeah, take that shit, take that. Yeah, we'll.
PJ never got his shit back. Now, I don't know about your guys' high schools, but mine was equipped with security cameras everywhere, covering every square inch of the school. But these cameras had the resolution of a fucking toaster. Like, you could have a motherfucker commit a heinous crime. He could proceed to put his face in the camera, state his government name, address, and date of birth, and you would still have no clue who did it, bruh. And of course, the teachers. Teachers have the ability to make or break your high school experience. So real quick, let me go over some of the teachers you will encounter in high school. The angry teacher. The chill teacher. The lazy ass teacher. The funny ass teacher. The teacher who doesn't know how to teach shit. Miss Cakenson. The teacher who wants to be the chill teacher, but shit just, it just doesn't work. That teacher that plays videos all class. The gym teacher with several allegations. The weird science teacher. And the teacher who subscribed to Chains for Real. Wow.
What a G. And that's high school in a nutshell.
Damn, you look high as hell. A little bit too high. Bro, are you good?
Damn, I've been there, bro. But don't worry, I know just what you need.
Wait, what's that over there?
Shit, are you still high? Damn, that usually works. You really gotta be high as shit, huh?
Alright, listen. Just chill out, bro. I know you probably think you're ODing on Mary Jane, but trust me. You can't. In fact, scientists say you would need to smoke at least 20,000 joints in 15 minutes to OD. And trust me, once you hit the 16,000 joint mark, your lungs will be looking like dehydrated SpongeBob.
Oh shit, speaking of dehydrated SpongeBob, you're looking like dehydrated SpongeBob. So here, drink some water. You gotta quench that cottonmouth, and water's always a safe bet to flush out some of that unneeded THC. But you know what tastes better than water? Some goddamn motherfucking lemonade. So find the nearest lemonade stand and absolutely ravage that shit. Leave no lemons to spare because science says lemons contain limonene, which is a compound that can counteract the THC by calming your brain. Another solid way to calm down from a crazy high is sniffing some peppercorn.
Whoa, wrong line, bro. You're trying to get less high. You're supposed to sniff this one.
Okay, now how you feeling?
Damn, still too high?
God damn, how much did you smoke?
Shit.
Oh, I know just what you need. A dap pen.
No, listen, this is no regular dap pen. This is a CBD pen. Now when you take a hit of this bad boy, the CBD compounds in your brain will sit in the chair the THC would have sat in, meaning the THC can no longer infiltrate your brain and convince you there's somebody in your walls. Plus, the CBD can help you chill out a little bit. So here, take a hit. Oh fuck, wrong one. My fault. Here's the CBD one.
Okay. Now before I keep telling you everything you should be doing, it's pretty important to hit you with a few common mistakes motherfuckers make when they get too high. Do not attempt any of the following.
Call an ambulance.
Call your mom.
Smoke more.
Eat oranges.
Watch horror movies.
Cook with oil.
Start a fire.
Going into a public setting where speaking is necessary.
Spend your life savings on food.
Operate heavy machinery.
Convince yourself you're the only real human person on the planet and everyone else is really just the AI programmed to pretend like humans and everyone you've ever known wasn't even really a human, including your mom, your brother, your home, or driving.
Don't drive.
Now, generally, if you avoid all these dumbass ideas, you should be chilling. So now that we got that out of the way, the best way to ride out a high is to gather all the finest munchies in the game, which include, but are not limited to, ice cream,
sweet heat Doritos,
Cheetos,
pizza,
some Mickey D's,
milkshakes,
Reese's peanut butter cups,
pizza rolls,
chicken strips,
any sort of fruit,
and of course, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And once you've prepared a meal fit for champions, you can then throw on some absolutely amazing top tier YouTube content. Or if you're really trying to get invested, a cartoon. Now choosing a cartoon is gonna feel like one of the most important decisions of your life, so I'm gonna let you know right now. Just choose anything, bro. Your high ass could sit and watch Cocomelon for hours, so just choose a safe bet, like the most goated show of all time. The Amazing World of Gumball. Now once you've chosen your show, stop thinking so much and let the show do its thing. Because in just a few minutes, you're gonna be invested. And when I say invested, I mean you will invest your entire consciousness into the show. Like shit, you'll be in the show. You'll be out here posted up with Gumball and Darwin, and you can even chop it up with Gumball's fine ass mom. And before you know it, you're 25 episodes deep, and then you step back and realize everything's gonna be alright.
Bad haircuts. There is nothing worse than when your barber just randomly decides to destroy your self-confidence with some goofy ass haircut. And as someone who has never found a barber who consistently does me nicely, I have gotten my shit all the way fucked up on many occasions. I'm talking not going to school, locking myself in my room so nobody can see me with this disgraceful cut type of fucked up. And these barbers are out here having the audacity to ask, "Do you like it?" Man, do I like it?
Yeah, bro. I love it, bro. Thank you so much.
Man, I'd just be wiping the tears away and then tipping them nicely. Knowing damn well I should be out here throwing hands, because this dude is the reason I can't get any bitches. So I've tried lots of different barbers in my time, starting with the ones my mom used to take me to. I mean, this early, I never really even had a say on what I wanted my hair to look like. So what are you looking for today? You know, just a little bit off the top, please. Shave it. Wait, what? Shave it. Your new haircut looks so good, buddy.
Thanks.
Hey man, you know your haircut is ass when your mom says she likes it. As a kid, I always dreaded getting haircuts because I knew my barber was already like 0 for 10. And I would show up to school every time knowing it was inevitable that I was about to get my shit flamed. And truthfully, there is no worse roasting than when you get a bad haircut. Like, people you barely even know will be out here cooking you.
Who the fuck is this?
All of a sudden, people got more jokes than Chris Rock. And it's even worse when you decide, I should get a fresh cut because school's starting back up and I'm trying to look fresh. Bro, I can't go to school like this. Yo, Chains, what's up? Yo, what's good? Bro, are you alright? Why do you got this hoodie on? Yeah, I'm chilling. I'm just kind of cold, you know? Bro, it's 32 degrees. And man, there was this one time that I still think about every time I fall asleep. Me and my friend go to this barbershop that I'd been to once before, and last time they did me quite nicely. So we head in, I sit down in the chair. Hey, how you doing? I'm good, how are you? Yeah, I'm good. Have you been here before? Yeah, I have actually. Oh, I remember you. Same cut as last time? Yeah, exactly. So what's new, man? Nothing much really. What about you? You know, I've just been working. Oh yeah, respect. So, how's your dad doing? This is when I knew something was terribly wrong.
Bro, I don't got a dad.
Fuck!
You know, he's good.
This motherfucker was giving me some random kid's haircut. This dude must have thought I was Manny or some shit. Cause he gave me that middle part cut. And he pushed my hairline back a little bit. And everyone in my city knew this barber. So everyone at my school followed his Instagram too. Can I get a picture from my Instagram? Nah, bro, I don't really like being posted. Don't worry, it's quick. Nah, I don't really want to. This dude caught me lacking so bad and broadcasted it to everyone in my city. Fuck, bro, I should throw hands with him right now. I gotta get it back in blood. So, do you like the cut?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
And when I checked my Instagram, I was out here getting flamed so hard. Borderline cyberbullying. And I'm not joking when I say this. This motherfucker fucked me up so bad. I learned how to cut my own hair and never went back to a barber ever again.
Halloween is the spookiest time of the year. Everywhere you look, it's vampires, killer clowns, old dudes in white vans trying to steal some children, which are all very scary things, especially killer clowns. But none of these spooky things scare me more than my worst fear. Going to jail, dropping the soap, and getting my booty snatched up. Now that's some real spooky shit right there. And I know some people are gonna be thinking, oh, that's just a myth, it's a stereotype, nobody actually gets their booty snatched up for dropping some soap. But when it comes to my booty, I don't wanna fuck around, and I sure as hell don't wanna find out. But everyone knows drinking can heavily influence your judgment, and on one specific day, my judgment was affected, and I found myself fucking around. And everyone knows what the chart depicts. The more you fuck around, the more you find out. This story takes place in grade 10. It was a crisp Halloween night. The houses were decorated, the leaves had fallen, and the jackals were lanterned. And as me and Billy walked down to the homie Bob's crib, we could pretty much smell that Halloween spirit. And when we knocked on Bob's door, we were surprised the homie Bob didn't open the door. It was Bob the Builder. Dude was fully suited up from head to toe. And when me and Billy seen that, we already knew we needed some costumes. So we go to Bob's closet and come out absolutely dripping into Mario and Luigi costumes, mustache and everything. But now that we undeniably had that shit on, we still had yet to find something to do. But lucky for us, the night was still young, so we got to brainstorming. Alright, it's Halloween, bro. We gotta do something. Yeah, let's go find a party. Bet, let me check where they're at. Okay. Yeah, there's no parties, bro. Fuck. I mean, we could trick or treat. Shit, we might have to, bro. And just as 3 15-year-olds decided we would knock on strangers' doors asking for candy, our Halloween was looking grim. And not in a good way. But you know what they say. Can we fix it?
Yes, we can.
Because Bob pulls through and sets up a goddamn three-man mission.
And just like that, Halloween goes from an L to a W night. And I thought the homies and I couldn't get more hype, that is, until Bob pulls out a bottle of Hennessy. And you would have thought Peach took the kids the way I was abusing that bottle. And we passed it around until we were all tipsy. Then we started walking to Chloe's house for the little Halloween three-man. And it was already 9 p.m. at this point, so we're walking through the neighborhood admiring these decorations when we see the creepiest house of them all. It was Chloe's crib. So we walked through a whole graveyard just to knock on the door, and Chloe opens it looking like a whole angel. I mean, literally, she had the halo and the wings and shit. So we go up to her room where her two friends Lucy and Mia were, and we sit on her bed, and I'm not gonna lie, it was a little awkward, bro. I was sitting there with my Mario fit, my little mustache, like, Chloe, why'd you choose to be an angel?
I don't know. I just liked it. Why'd you choose to be Mario?
Shit, you know, Mamma Mia, am I right?
Shit. Fuck.
Then Chloe whips out some tequila and all of a sudden we're playing drinking games and shit. But honestly, I was just trying to get drunk, so it'd be like, haha, drink up.
Oh no.
Alright, it's your turn. Wait, you're supposed to get it in my cup. What the fuck? And after purposely selling multiple games of tequila pong, I was feeling what some would call completely and utterly drunk as fuck. And next thing I know, we're playing spin the bottle. And I was up, so I spin the bottle and it spins and lands on Chloe. And in my head, I'm thinking, and just as Mario's about to get some peaches, we hear the door open downstairs and Chloe's like, oh shit, my parents are home, hide. So me and the homies run into her closet with a bottle of tequila and we can hear her dad come into the room.
Hey, what's going on up here?
Oh, you know, we're just watching scary movies.
Alright, I'll be downstairs watching TV. Let me know if you need anything.
Thanks, dad.
And once her dad went downstairs, we all came out of the, we exited the closet and Chloe said,
you guys gotta sneak out through the front door. Just be super quiet.
And so we creep down the stairs and peek around the corner, and Chloe's parents are right there with a clear sight of the door. So we know what we have to do. We take a shot for good measure and then run to the door. And my drunk ass couldn't even figure out how to unlock this fucking door.
Hey, who is that?
It's a me, I'm Mario. Then we ran out that joint and we didn't stop running until I got a call from one of my homies named Dave. He was like, yo, what are you doing right now? Oh, nothing really, just drunk as hell running from Chloe's angry ass dad. Yo, that's what's up. Come link me and Joe at Stickman Elementary. And we had nothing else to do, so we pull up. And it's Dave, Dave's girlfriend, Joe, and Joe's girlfriend. And they got some couples costumes going, but I couldn't help but notice Dave and Joe were shiesty'd up. What are you? If the Simpsons grew up in Chicago? Nah, I'm just Homer. Yeah, but I mean, Homer doesn't usually wear a fucking ski mask. Oh, yeah, no, I just wore this because we graffitied the hell out of this school. Joe was here? And Dave was too? Bro, what the fuck were you thinking?
What? Oh, you want me to include your name too?
No, hell no. And just as we become guilty by association, four cop cars come zooming down the street.
Oh shit, it's the cops, run!
And the cops hop out of their cars and start running at us with flashlights. So we head for the forest, but to get to the forest, we had to run across this long ass muddy field. And in the middle of this field, there was a huge pothole, and how did I know that? Cause I seen Marge absolutely eat shit right in front of me. And don't get me wrong, I was absolutely plastered, but as the cops got closer and closer, I could practically see myself getting caught and dropping the soap, and you know I wasn't gonna let that happen. And so with all that adrenaline, I Mario jumped that fucking pothole and hauled ass into the forest. And right when you get into the forest, there was this deep creek with a log going across it. But when I look back, I see the cops' flashlight getting brighter and brighter, so I say fuck it and take a run at this log. I get a good two steps and then my drunk ass slips. Boom, right into the muddy creek. But I don't have time to give a single fuck. So I run through this waist-high muddy water, and then we regroup and check who made it. I see Bob, Joe, Dave, and Dave's girl.
Yo, where the fuck is Billy?
No, where's my girlfriend, bro?
Oh, she ate shit a few yards back.
Wait, what? Is she okay? Did she get caught?
Wait, shut up. Billy's calling.
Yo, where are you?
I'm hiding behind a tree right now in the middle of the field. The cops are looking for me.
I bet we're coming.
I gotta go.
Fuck no, bro. If you go, you're gonna get caught.
Listen, bro, I have to. He's the Luigi to my Mario. So I go back in to save Billy, and my main man, Bob, comes with me. So we get to the edge of the forest and see Billy absolutely shitting his pants trying to hide from these cops. But they keep getting closer and closer. So Bob turns on his flashlight and both cops look at him.
He's right there!
Get over here!
And while the cops were looking for Bob, me and Billy both run for the street. And we ran and ran, but once we were at least 5 blocks away, we text Bob like, bro, we both made it, are you good? And Bob's like... So Bob makes it out of the forest and we all link up. And we take a moment to appreciate the fact that none of us went to jail. And more importantly, none of us got our booty snatched up. And after our moment of appreciation, we were like, yo, maybe we should have just went trick-or-treating. Yeah, bro, some Reese's Pieces would hit right now. I mean, it's not too late to buy some candy. So we all go to the store and cop the biggest packs of candy we could find. Then we walked back to Bob's crib and enjoyed the rest of our night while fucking up some Halloween candy.
Fulcrum, come in. Faded in a hole, faded in a hole, faded in a hole, faded in a hole, faded in a hole.
Damn, bro. We gotta get as high as this dude. Facts. How does this motherfucker get so bad? Baked. I don't even know. Let me check. Oh, here.
Yep. Just getting faded in a hole out here at the fucking goddamn Burger King, you feel me? About to take my first Smackington off the Benjamin.
Damn, it looks like we gotta hit the Benjamin in a Burger King. Yo, what the fuck is a Benjamin? I don't know, but I'm trying to find out. Yo, how's it going? Yeah, we're good, but I was looking to buy a Benjamin. Damn, you dudes are about to take a trip to Benjamin City, huh? Yeah, we're about to hit the Benjamin and things of that nature. Awesome. Here you go, Yodi Gang. Thanks, man. Oh, and dudes, but between you and me, there's a Burger King next door, if you know what I mean. Oh, thank you. Alright, so I guess we just walk in this bitch and start hotboxing this Burger King. Bro, isn't that illegal? I don't fucking know.
God damn!
This shit hits. Let me try.
Damn!
Unfortunately, you guys can't be doing that in our Burger King. Nah, it's chill. We're just getting faded than a hoe. Wait, you're getting faded than a hoe? Yeah, we're getting faded than a hoe. Shit, I know you were getting faded than a hoe. My bad, Yodi Gang. Nah, you're good. You want a little hit? Shit, I might have to take this Benjamin to Blinkerton City, you feel me?
Yeah, I feel you.
Damn, this Benjamin rips harder than a hoe.
Yeah, have a good rest of your shift, man.
Yeah, you too. Fuck, did I just say you too? Listen, I don't know about you, but this Benjamin got me feeling...
Faded than a hoe, faded than a hoe, faded than a hoe, faded than a hoe, faded than a hoe.
Wait, are you hearing what I'm hearing? Oh, shit. Is that? It can't be.
Need I say more, Yodi Gang?
Holy shit, it's him. Damien Luck 925.
I am the original Fulcrum. Fulcrum, come in. Yup. Yo, gang, you feel me?
No way. We were literally just hitting the Benjamin in this Burger King.
Double Benjamin City session, shall we?
Double Benjamin? Damn, bro, we gotta try the double Benjamin. Yo, where are we?
I'm faded out here in Yodi Land, you feel me?
No fucking way. It's a city full of Damien 925. Yo, this is crazy. Bro, these munchies are crazy. Facts, let's go cop some food. Holy shit. 7-Eleven is just full of motherfuckers hitting the Benjamin. The whole goddamn store is hotboxed. Yo, quick, buy the Doritos before I pass out. Oh, fuck. Hey, wake up. Wake up, hey. Hey, please wake up. I just...
Hey, hey, it's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. Just got 5 things to say. Yeah, yeah, what is it? What is it?
Faded in a hole. Faded in a hole. Faded in a hole. Faded in a hole. Faded in a hole.
Need I say more? Hey, but you gentlemen have a good rest of your day.
Okay. Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. Let's go. Let's go. Yeah, let's go.
Now, I don't know why, but there's just some things we all did as kids. And it's not like any of these things actually make sense, but we just did them. Like, did you even have a childhood if you never dug a hole to China?
Timmy, we're almost there.
Yay, just 2 more minutes. I mean, kids are just some dumbasses, bro. Like, who's gonna tell little Timmy he's not digging through the Earth's core with this little rinky-dink-ass shovel? But to be completely honest, out of all these dumbasses, I was probably the stupidest kid known to man. Like, I remember when I was 5 and I was taking my annual shower, you know, and all of a sudden I had realized I was a fucking superhero. It was just the way the water was flowing out of my fingertips. It was like nothing I'd ever seen before. And I was fucking hyped. I mean, from this point on, my new name was Waterboy. Wow. I was pretty fucking stupid. But not everything I did as a kid was completely impractical. For example, I know you used to run up the stairs on all fours, bro. Like, this was just the most efficient way to get from point A to point B. I used to feel like a fucking cheetah going up those stairs. In fact, going up the stairs in this manner was so efficient, I asked myself, well, why don't people go down the stairs like this? And shit, I figured out why. Or bro, on a hot summer day, I would wait for my mom to whip out the fan. And as soon as she turned that bitch on, me and my brother would turn into the Migos. We were dropping hit after hit. Like, we were spending so much time talking into this fan, our mom was a little concerned.
Raindrop.
Drip.
Drop top.
Smoking no cookie in a hot box.
Cookie.
Fucking on your bitch here. Dot, dot, dot. Cooking up dope in a crock pot.
Pot.
Hey guys, you've been there for 6 hours. I think it's time.
Ma, let him cook.
Bad and bougie. Cooking up dope with the Uzi.
Hey!
And speaking of cooking, when Mama Chains would whip up some good old Kraft dinner, I had no choice but to put a piece of KD on each prong of the fork. Like, that shit just simply tasted better, bro. Or whenever I was walking on a sidewalk, I would strategically plan out each footstep to make sure I was not stepping on a crack. Now, the funny thing about this one is I still do that shit. And I know some of y'all are gonna think I'm weird for that, but riddle me this. Who's gonna be laughing when your mom's in the ER with a broken back, bitch? Now, I feel like at one point or another in your life, you just had to check if the fridge light stayed on when you close it. It's really just a part of growing up. Like, one day you'll go grab some milk for your Honey Nut Cheerios and you'll be like, hey, wait a minute. Or what about when you were bored in the car and you start doing parkour with your fingers to the window? I used to hit some crazy combos and then I would go to finish it off with a backflip. Or have you ever fucked around in the living room and you broke a vase or some shit?
Whoops.
You know, you get a timeout or you receive a little whooping. Now, coming out fresh off that whooping, this shit could only go one of two ways. Either you ball your eyes out and play with this fucking thing for hours, or you would plan to run away, bro. That was it. That was your only options. And I had a few of those moments where I was ready to dip. I would pack an apple in my trusty Minecraft sword for the trials and tribulations to come. And then I would look my sweet mother in the eyes and realize, shit, she's making mac and cheese tonight. I can't leave yet. And you have simply not lived if you never hit a DS under your pillow at night. Like for me, the Mario grind was 24/7. There was no sleeping. But I'm not gonna lie, I had some close calls trying to pull that shit off.
Good night, Chains. Sweet dreams.
Good night, Ma. Love you.
Love you too.
Fuck. And goddamn, bro, in grade 1, we would be doing anything but schoolwork. Like, we'd be poking holes in our erasers, injecting heroin with mechanical pencils, drawing this shit, and breaking this shit off mechanical pencils. I'm not gonna lie, you still gotta keep me away from those things, because if I see them, I will break them. And yo, I'm not gonna forget you motherfuckers who used to put glue on your hands and let it dry so you could peel it off. Like bro, you're weird for that shit, I'm not gonna lie. But I did used to love crafting the biggest marker sword you could and have a duel. And I don't know why, but I always used to carry around this tiny ass pencil. Like I never actually used it, but I always had it. And I used to flex it too, thinking it was cool or something. Yo, shorty.
Take a look at my pencil.
Oh my god, why is it so tiny?
Tiny? It's not that small.
And bro, tell me as a kid that you never had the random urge to just do this shit.
And you just stay there. I don't know why. And I'm not gonna lie, I have to contribute my entire professional stickman career to drawing on the windows as a kid. Like, Mini Chains was whipping up some masterpieces. They were on some Picasso level shit, which is exactly why you see this high quality stickman content.
If you saw this video, you would know my mom has caught me lacking baked beyond belief before. And after that experience, I really changed my ways. I mean, I was grounded for over a year. So in that time, I decided to get my life together. I started working out, eating healthy, getting straight A's in school. Okay, that's cap, but straight B's in school. Okay, B's and C's, but that's besides the point. The point is, I got my ass beat for coming home zooted, and I never smoked again. Until I did. So, this incident takes place with the man, the myth, the legend, Bob. So me, Billy, and Bob are chilling at Bob's crib when Bob says the holy words. Are you guys trying to smoke? Yeah, bet. And keep in mind, the rest of my homies had been smoking regularly. But your boy was fresh out of the slammer. I mean, I was pretty much on probation at this point. And on top of that, I hadn't smoked for over a year, so my tolerance had gone to shit. So with all that being said, the smart decision was to simply not smoke. But shit, if you know me, I am not one for smart decisions. In fact, I was one for stupid decisions. So I was out here hitting this hoe like Chris Breezy. I was puffing this joint like Wiz Khalifa. When honestly, I should have been patient and just taking my time because who knows what my tolerance was at this point. So when it starts hitting me, it hits hard. But the homies were closely monitoring me because they knew if I got caught high again, well on probation, I would be serving 20 to life. So they're out here checking my eyes, checking my heart rate, checking my pulse, and the diagnostic was, I think you're chilling, bro. But progressively, I was getting higher and higher. So as we're there watching the most goated cartoon, The Amazing World of Gumball, I start floating. And I don't know if anyone else has experienced this before, but sometimes when you get mad high, you just forget that you even exist. And you use 107% of your brain power to just think. So I was out here floating away, thinking about some random bullshit. Yo, it's crazy that everyone in the world is either named Quandale, or they're not. Wait, what if I'm in a simulation? No. What if I'm in an animation, being drawn by some dude on his computer for a platform of entertainment? And a bunch of people know what I'm thinking right now. Hold up. Is a tomato a vegetable or a fruit? But I'm brought back to earth by a text message. Oh man. Mom. Please come home for dinner at 6. Damn. I gotta be home for dinner at 6. Oh shit, what time is it? It's 5:30. Nah, we can't let your mom find out you're cooked. So Bob whips out his emergency hide how baked you are kit. Boom, hits me with the eye drops to make my eyes less red. Douses me in cologne to cover up the smell. And apparently eating oranges also helps slow down your high. So I leave Bob's crib and as I'm walking home, I'm brainstorming all the possible scenarios. Either I play this off like a smooth criminal and nobody ever finds out, or I could get caught and I could get sentenced to 30 years. So as I walk up to my front door, my entire future is dependent on how I play this shit off. I take a deep breath and I ring the doorbell. And my brother opens the door. The door was unlocked, dumbass. Fuck, I'm off to a bad start. So I walk into the kitchen, casual as hell. Oh, Chains, how was your day? Oh, it was good. How was yours? Yeah, good shit, we're doing good. Oh, it was good, thanks for asking. Wow, Mom, this mac and cheese looks succulent. Fuck, why did I say that? Who the fuck said succulent? Oh, why, thank you. I switched the recipe up a little bit. Just be casual, be casual. Mmm, the mac and cheese, it's good. Thank you. What were you guys doing at Bob's?
Fuck, what do I say? A twister.
Oh, a twister?
Yep, twister.
Wasn't it just you, Bob, and Billy?
Yep, just a good old game of Twister with the boys.
Damn,
y'all are gay as hell.
Yep. not to being gay as hell, I just meant yup in general. Like, you know, like, yup. Chains, are you feeling okay?
Oh fuck, she knows. What do I do?
A little word of advice. Whenever you're in one of these situations, just cap and say you're tired. Like, it works for everything. Are you high?
No, I'm just tired.
Damn, bro. Are you depressed?
No, I'm just tired.
Help! Help! I'm drowning!
No, I'm just tired.
So while I was backed into a corner, I was pretty much on trial facing life. I just used the good old...
No, I'm just really tired. I couldn't get much sleep last night.
I think I could even take a nap right now. But thank you very much for dinner.
And call me Michael Jackson,
cause your boy was a certified smooth criminal. And I moonwalked my high ass all the way into a nap. And goddamn, that nap hit.
Bro, in life, there's so many things you can cheat on. Like, you can cheat on your diet, you can cheat on your girlfriend, you can cheat on your barber, you can cheat on your girlfriend with your barber. Shit, you can even cheat on your taxes. So compared to everything else, cheating on a little math test is not that bad. Like, compared to your taxes, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh shit.
Hey, we've all cheated on our barber, but you cannot cheat on this math test.
Oh shit.
Damn, bro. I know we've all cheated on our girl, but you cheated on me, dog.
Oh shit.
Babe, I know we cheated on our taxes, but you cheated on me?
Oh shit.
Listen, in our entire lifespan, we've all cheated on something. Whether it's a game of Uno, your girlfriend, or your other girlfriend, it's usually not worth it, because congratulations, bro, you won the game of Uno, but now you have to look yourself in the mirror knowing you're a cheater and a liar that has three Uno cards up his ass. But when it comes to school tests, cheating is 100% worth it, bro. And I'm not condoning cheating at all, but let's just think about this logically. Like, why are we at school in the first place? We're at school to learn things and skills that we can use in real life. Now, are we really using trigonometry in real life? Well, effectively, this depends on what career.
Hell nah, bro. It was a rhetorical question. We are not using trigonometry.
But you know what we will use? Creative thinking, communication, social awareness, logic and reasoning, and most definitely our fucking phones. All five of which are strongly developed through the act of cheating on a school test. And on top of becoming a better human, better grades, it's the ultimate win-win. Your teacher feels like they did a good job teaching, your parents think they didn't raise a dumbass, and if you're good enough at cheating, you might just fuck around and get into Harvard. But once again, I am not condoning cheating, you know, just throwing that out there, you know, but yeah, as I was saying, you shouldn't cheat, right? Like, it's bad. Cheating is not good, but you do know what they say. If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Facts!
Yeah. Wait, no. What? So if cheating in school is so valid, why doesn't everyone do it? And that's because if you get caught... Let me tell you, bro. This story takes place in grade 9 when me, Bob, and Billy were some straight freshmen, bro. And coming into high school, you get your shit absolutely clapped by double the workload. But lucky for me, Bob and Billy were both in my math class, which meant we had triple the studying power. But we also had triple the fucking around power, and we used that shit to its maximum capacity, bro. But you know what they say, the more you fuck around, the more you find out. And when we got our first test back, shit, we found out. We found out we're a bunch of dumbasses who are about to fail grade 9 math, and we couldn't let that shit happen. So for the next test, we studied extremely hard.
off George's math test during the test. I mean, we were cheating with maximum efficiency. Like, we had a whole assembly line where Bob would look at George's test, throw up the number, and Billy would pass it along. And all of a sudden, our grades are making the meanest comeback Mr. Mathinson had ever seen. I mean, life was great. We went to school, cheated, played some Fortnite, succeeded, browsing history, deleted, and then repeated. I mean, we were just living life with no worries until...
the polynomials test.
I walked into this test thinking, psh, I know what a polygon is, I should be chilling. And when the teacher handed out the test, I was bewildered to see all these fucking letters on my test. Look, like, is this math class or English, bruh? Yeah, I think I got the wrong sheet.
Huh? No, yeah, no, that's the right test.
What's the deal with this?
I mean, that's just polynomials.
Dog, I can name every single polygon, but who the fuck wrote Elon Musk's son name on my goddamn math question?
Yeah, chains. That's what we call a variable. It's called a variable.
Yeah, I know. I know that. And I knew it before you said it, too. Because we learned about it in class.
Yeah, right. Right, right.
Now, this would have been extremely bad if we didn't have the ultimate method we like to call George. Because George was one of those dudes who loved studying. Like, he'd wake up and go to school, then come home and study till he dropped, bro. Like, if you kidnapped George's whole family and told him you'd only give them back if he answered this equation, this motherfucker would just be happy he got more homework, bro. And because of this, we had a little deal going with George. If he let us cheat off his math test, we would teach him how to be a normal dude. We were teaching this kid how to dap someone up, how to use slang, and all I'ma say is, this motherfucker should have just stuck to math, bro. Yo, Chains, sauce me a bite, big dog.
I got you.
Shit, Chains, you just busted in my throat, gang.
Hey, yo.
George, what you just said right there sounded gay as hell. Type shit.
No.
So as I was saying, I'm looking at this math test with more letters than numbers, and it would have been raps for me if it wasn't for the George method. So I'm looking at Billy, Billy's looking at Bob, and Bob's looking at George's test, and we're absolutely flying through this polynomials test. And about halfway through, I look up to get the next answer, and I get jump scared by Mr. Mathinson mean mugging my shit. And you can see it in his eyes. He knew exactly what was going down, and he took me, Billy and Bob's tests and took us to the hallway.
What do you guys think you're doing?